The question as to whether it is permissible to resort to artificial insemination when the donor is someone other than the husband. And there is only one answer to this, that it's osa midrais. Now, if the donor is known to be Jew, so then there are two issues. First of all, the iser of Kimolo Rezimo, and then the iser of Kimai Seyaras Mitzrayim, Mitzasu. And Noshimam Shololi Zubizu comes within the iser. And what is Noshimam Shololi Zubizu? So the Rivon says, Shemachlik Shechvazera Shekibun Balayan. Thesis is another pshat, but thesis is not chilik on the Rivon that this comes within the lab of Kimai Seyaras Mitzrayim. Thesis only holds that even a lesser degree of perversion also comes within. Also comes within it, but certainly comes within the love of Tomasi Eras and Simon Sass. In other words, it's a mixer because it's a perversion, it's an abomination. Like so this is also an abomination, a perversion. So there is no shaila that it's osa. There couldn't be any heter. Now, the next question that arises. Can artificial dissemination be resorted to between husband and wife when the issue is an eagle? I mean, can the zera, is it permissible to introduce the zera into the womb of the issue while the issue is an eagle? Now, in the Marsham, in that Shuvah, so he says, after Esashonim, and they didn't have any children, so then he's disposed to be Mekil, but he cannot be Matia, he says, that it be done while she is an eagle. That's what Masham says. He doesn't go into details. Oh, one second. Yeah, oh, well, there's a big difference. There it's a remote, I mean, extremely remote possibility. No. So insofar as Eskimolo or Zimo is concerned, so we do not abide by any clothing of vadai, like robes, lexic, chazok. In other words, any possibility of mola or zimo comes within the isa. But for a woman bishasni doso to sleep on the sheet of the husband, so this is highly unlikely, and we do not have. So if there is an isa, so we do not have to be chayshi it on the basis of rob. I mean, after all, we go basarob. In Kolatir Kule, and this is a muted Lashriach, so we certainly don't have to be chayshis. But with Davi Molor Adzimo, so we have to be chayshis even for the remotest possibility. But not with Davi any other Yisurim. There we can abide by Rov. That's what he says. He doesn't go into details. Now, what Issa could there be? I mean, undoubtedly, he wouldn't behave here. She wouldn't behave at the Issa of Nigel. I mean, there's no beer. There wouldn't be there any Issa of Nigel. But I found in the Medrash Nosse, and it's remarkable that the Masham mentions it, I mean, without even discussing it. Because he thought, I mean, that it doesn't even require ayahs. That this is not the proper thing while she's in it. Of course, many times the problem arises in connection with women who have to conceive before the appearance. And this is exactly the reason why doctors do advise artificial insemination to such women. Now, if it is osir, so that problem could not be solved. But maybe it could. Now, someone gave out a little book or a pamphlet. Voyish v'chazenoi. Or the Chazenish. I don't know whether any one of you saw it. So there it is mentioned, it's in the Sefer of the Chazanish, it's not mentioned, but there it's mentioned, I don't know who wrote it, there it's mentioned that the Chazanish passed with that artificial dissemination be not employed when the woman is in it. I want to mention, someone asked me yesterday what Shuvah in Divrei Malchiyot it is. It is Shuvah Kuzayin.
Kuzayin.
Now, the Medrash Nosei and the Parsha Seif. So there it says, Nevashavi. V'kach tzivo yomachnecha kodesh. Shalohoyu shalohiyah bineyem. In Israel, Mamzerim v'loinei l'lodim shaloi b'kdushim. V'kishin HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachid shmei aleihem, v'in nisayon b'milchom. And that was the mocky of the Marsham. He said that it cannot be done while she's in Israel. Why? Of course there is no Isabiyah, there is no Isanideh. But there is a special mitzvah of Royo Machnech HaKadosh, that the Jew is not supposed to have a child, a Mamzer, even if it will be done b'heker. Even if it is done beheker. So, and he is not supposed to have a child that is Nira Shaloi B'kdushin. Now what does it mean? If he has a child that will be a Ben Amido, he will be a Ben Amido. And he will be called Pogum, even though the Shem Pogum that the Ben Amido has no practical significance. I mean, there is no Isurim. But he still has a Shem Pogum, the Ben Amido. So if someone who is a Ben Amido is certainly called Nira Shaloi B'kdushin. So it comes within the Yisrael of Ahoyo Machnech HaKadosh, in Parshas. But, so that seems to imply... That's right. Lifishin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyachid Shmoy Aleihem, Vein Misayin B'Milchomo, Kino Ma'akadosh Baruch La'Avraham Avinu, Inosati Lichol Darech Lachecho Aseret Midrecho, Le'isi Zera Sheyeh Miyuches Achecho,
There's
something else.
One of the
time in Bulgarian. Yeah.
Why question?
Now, in other words, let's say that would have a bearing upon artificial dissemination, what is own, or someone other than the father. I mean, but that is also an account of other Isurim, more serious Isurim than that. But the Medrash mentions Shaloyu b'neiem mamzerim v'loy nilodim shaloy, because it's obvious non-solution doesn't mean that he shouldn't be Baal Anido. We have to resort to Royal Machdach Kodesh. It means even without beer. So there is an Isser not to have A Milat Chalubiyud. Storm and Milat. It appears that it is us there to resort artificial insemination while the woman is in Ego. Now,
why do you say that Chalubiyud Chalubiyudusha is not a royal Ego? It is artificial insemination.
We don't need
any raya for a mamzer either.
What?
When you say the whole raya is that we don't need anything to tell us that the boil shall.
So when the medrash says machnecha kodesh shall yir b'nei mamzerim, the medrash doesn't mean that he shouldn't be boal alcohol or that the Yisrael should not take a mamzer.
Anyway,
that's also anyway. Yeah. It means even if he can have a mamzer without any yisabir. For example, let's say if the donor is a mamza, the donor is a mamza, so then it will be that Isa, it will be Ida. Via, could you know? It's no via, of course not.
Via.
What kind of a via is it? It's no via. It's no via, he doesn't do anything. I mean, the one that does the work is a doctor. I mean, and it's no via. Yeah. So I mean, it's, of course not. Now. So does that mean that there is no solution to that problem when a woman can conceive, but she can conceive only within certain periods? And if she has to wait until she's out of being very old. After all, this is a deraisa, where you mach necha kodesh. And this has nothing to do with the Isamit. That's just the meaning of shaloyia b'neia mamzirin v'lim lodim shaloyidushin. Now, mi deraisa, so in mi de, can be taken after 7 days. And even if she continues bleeding for all the 7 days, so after the 7 days, she can be KVLS and she's in cats. But the Chachomim are misakin, there's the Takone of Rebbe the Sodeis, and also the Takone of Reb Zeire, that in other words, that the Bas Yisrael, even if she sees in the Yimei Nido, so she must count Zayin Kibbe. She must count Zayin Kibbe. And then we have the Chumre, that's Misak Minek, the 5 days over and above the Zayin Kibbe. But of course, even without the Chumre of 5 days, so she has to observe Zayin Kiyin. So in Mele, and the woman usually bleeds at least for 3 days. Yes. So it's more or less the same. But with the Raise, she can be developed immediately after the 7 days. And even if she bleeds all the 7 days. Now, the Chachomim were misakin, Rebbe and Reb Zeire were misakin in Takone of Zayin Kiyin. So of course, insofar as the Isafir of Nid is concerned, so with the Rabbonon, if let's say with the husband has cohabitation with the wife who was stable after the Shivas Yimei Nidusa, but before the Zayin Kiyin, without the Zayin Kiyin, so it'll be either an Isanide with the Rabbonon. There is no doubt about it. There is either an Isanide. But insofar as the Vlad is concerned, that the Ben Nido is called the problem. So the Nido is called the problem. But where she is not in Nido Midaraisa, just the Isa of Zayin Kiyin, so she, the Vlad is not even Nido. It's the Kodesh Chachomim, it's Exeire. So it's in respect to the Isa Bia, so it's an Isa Bia, it's an Isa Nido Midarabonon. But when we consider the question as to whether the Vlad is a benido or not, whether it's a problem, whether he had a shem problem or not. So if she was not in, if she was tivelis after the Zayin Menido, even though she did not count the Zayin Kiyin, so then the blood is not a benido. So the Mele that is there of Chaloniya Bnei Mamzirim Vloin Lodim Shaloi Bin Dushe wouldn't apply to a case where the woman was tivelis after the Zayin Menido. So that will mean that if it is, if artificial insemination is resorted to between husband and wife, so then she'll have to be tabled twice. In other words, first and if let's say the reason as to why she has to do it is because if she waits till after the Zayin Kiyin, so then she won't be able to conceive. So then she'll have to be tabled once after the Zayin Nido. And of course the Baal, the husband, will be yourself. I mean, will not be allowed even to touch her. But before the semen is introduced into her womb, She'll have to be Teveil after Zayin Nida. So then, there won't be Eveil, the Yisair of Hoyo Mahna Chabadish. Now, there is another question that is involved. Now it's Osa, definitely Osa. There is no doubt whether Dono is someone other than her. But suppose it was done. It was done. And because the halacha, there is a takonas chachamim that one is not allowed to be nisei to marry a muberes chaveira, and he's not allowed to marry her until the muberes chaveira will give birth to the child and 24 months will have passed. Takonas chachamim. Now, why the chachamim misake? So muberes chaveira, the term is shelo yazik livlad mishastachish. Because I mean, tadakas today also say, I mean, that sometimes there is a risk for the woman, for the blood. So the Gemara says, so when it's his own son, so the husband is allowed because he's worried about his own child. But Muberes Chaveira is not concerned whether anything will happen to the Uber Chaveira or not. So Mila the Chachomim Momisakein, the Chachomim Momisakein, that one is not allowed to marry Muberes Chaveira. And let's say a widow who is a Muberes, so he's not allowed to marry, or a divorcee who is a Muberes, so no one is allowed to marry her. Until, what is it? Oh no, that's Muberes Chaveira. And then Nefes Chaveira, when she gave birth to a child, he's not allowed to marry either. That's because maybe the Cholov will be Necha. So in case of his own child, so he'll take all the means to do something so that the Cholov should be good. But if the baby is somebody else's, so he won't care whether the baby has the proper milk or not. So in other words, I'm out of consideration for the baby, so the Chachomim won't say. Anyway, that's the time. I mean, we're not to analyze the time. The Chachomim won't say. But it's a Nisa. It's a Nisa the Rabbanon. And the Chachomim made that Nisa so strict that if he did marry Muberes Nefesh Chaveira, he is mechuyev to divorce. That's the Allah. That's the Allah. Now, so the question arises, if, let's say, it was done, if the donor is someone other than the husband, it was done already, and she conceived, is the husband allowed to live with her? Maybe he's to divorce her, and then when the baby is 24 months old, he'll have to remarry her. Of course, if that will be the law, so they won't do it. Now, the Birkei Yosef says, and so I'm dead, there is machlekes.
But before you go on, there's a question in my mind with regard to the actual problem of the shayla. In many cases, when they introduce the semen of a donor, they also mix it with the semen of the husband.
That's the thing, that's the thing. That's to deceive the husband.
That's right.
Doctors, unfortunately, some doctors are real criminals, and they only do it to deceive the husband. That's all.
Would this have any bearing on this the halakha?
I read an article about it, that this is just pure deception. Because the husband, many husbands, I mean, would protest against it. I mean, I can't understand how any husband can tolerate such a situation. But so the doctors tell the husbands that the semen of the donor will be mixed with the semen of the husband. But the semen of the husband, if it's used, is with my own merit. Just to appease the husband. But it's just deception. This is criminal deception.
In other words, it has no bearing on this child.
In other words, the Ian of Zevi Zegirim will have no bearing.
I don't mean it's not Zevi Zegirim. So I meant it's not Menekes Chaveiro, perhaps.
This is deception, pure and simple. This is a criminal thing for which the doctors could be prosecuted. But many doctors do it. And this is the means whereby they prevail upon the husband to agree to it. Now, so in such a case where the woman is tiveles after the Zayin Menigoso, so then they won't, so the vlad, so there'll still be a Nisa Nide. But the vlad will not be considered as a problem. Even with Rabbon, they'll not have a problem. So Mele, the Vlad will not be considered as Nila Chaloy Bindushi. So then, under such circumstances, it would be Mudah. So in other words, so the fact that it cannot be done while she is in Nida will not interfere, because the main do so, a woman is not likely to conceive anyway, the main do so. So when is a woman most likely to conceive? After the main do so and within the Zionikim. So after the main do so, if she is the Veles, so then it can be introduced into a womb and there won't be any Nisa, but of course the woman herself will remain Asur by law, and then she'll have to be Tevelis again. She'll have to be Tevelis again. Now,
how would this be different than, for instance, some women that cannot be except within the Zionist region?
Yeah. But after Zionist region?
Yeah. And those who make the practice. But once that Messiah was over, this is the Zionist to rub on himself. And no, I'm talking about the man himself now, it's been spoiled for 30
years.
Why would this apply also with the...
I understand. Midu Chabrim Mikorot, the Gemara says, Ligabe Yeninen. So Yeninen can be makhli kom Pesach. And then the kompesa has to be rolled achile, but at night anin is lailo is the rabbonon. So by other kochim the chachomim applied this aloha of anin is lailo. But kabi kompesach in as much as this is an esse of kores. So we midu chachomim divrei motn kores. So we can be makhiv the kompesach for an einen, because at night when at the time of the achile comes, so there will only be anin is mid rabbonon. So the chachomim did not apply this aloha of anin is the rabbonon ligabi achile of kompesach. Ligabe achila kol pesach, but ligabe achila sadakochi, they did apply. So how can we, dispose of Elisa Rabbonon just because she wants to conceive? Where is the heter? There's no heter.
You cannot. So why? So why would this apply in the same thing with artificial insemination?
Because by artificial dissemination there is no isabir. And even if it is done bishas mitos or mamesh, there is still no isabir. But it's only a mitzvah of voyamachnecho kodesh. In other words, one is mechuyev to avoid having a ben that is pogo, a ben that is nevatzolei bigusha. So where she was tivelas lachazayin in ide, so true there is an isabir abono only gabi the baal to be boaleo, but the vlad is not a pogo. So mele. If the woman conceives toich zayinikin, but after the zayin minide, after tefillah, so then the vlad is milat bigdusha. So there won't be a veya the iser of oyim machnecha kodesh.
Even if the baal boil her.
What happens if the baal is boiled?
The child for artificial dissemination. The baal himself is the dono, but it's not for beer.
And if it would be through Bia, it would be Tassalav Bahaya Machnecha Kadosh after the Shiva.
I said to me, if it's Bia, so it's the Yisad Rabbonon of Nide.
But and that's Pogan the Vlad.
No, the Vlad will not be Pogan, but he'll be with the Yisad. But Pogan does not have any practical significance. It's on the Shem Pogan, there's no Yisurim. He's Mutalav Bikor. And if the Vlad is a girl, so he can't be allowed to marry her. But he has a Shem Pogan. Now the other question, whether this happened, in other words, or at least separated until the Vlad is 24 months old. So the Birkei Yosef says that if Nisabu Abambete, now all the Achrayim, they don't talk about artificial dissemination, so they only talk of the Shaila of Nisabu Abambete. So the Birkei Yosef says that if Nisabu Abambete, so they have to be separated until the Vlad is 24 months old. The Avni Meluim in Simen Yudimu, he is Chelikan. And he says that when were the Chachomim Misaki, a din of Muberes, Metz Chavere, Yashi Abad, Chodalet Chedesh, this is only if the Nisuin was the Isak. But if the Nisuin was the Heter, then there is no aloche of Chodalet Chedesh. For example, in the community between the Bukhi Yitzhak and Avnu is regard the case where, let's say, a nation's Israel was raped. So she's in terrible violence. And Yusuf. But she can move Beres. Because the Baal have to be separated from her until the baby will be born, the baby will be 24 months old. So according to the Bukhi Yitzhak, yes. According to Avnu. So there is that Kuriyam, you can rely on the. and Abulun is stabbed in the case where she was Nenso and she came Uberes, there is no Dina for Alfred. Alright, so as far as that is concerned, so there is the Shita of the Avni Meluim, according to which, when is there a Din of Talat Chedesh, only the Nisuim was Nisa, was the Nisuim is Beheter, so that Akone, that Isa does not apply. Now, the next question that is involved is, let's say, if it was done already, it's Osa, but suppose it was done, they don't know, someone other than the husband, and in most of these cases they don't know, I mean the actual cases, they don't know is someone other than the husband. So, and it was done already, and the child is presented, is the child a mamzer or not? Now, if they don't know, is it goy? So of course it couldn't be a mamzer, because we pass it, it's a machlekes in the morning, but we pass it, that Akum Abor Bas Yisroel, even if the Bas Yisroel is Meshishish, so the blood is not a mamzer. But suppose the donor is a Jew, is the blood a mamzer? Now, the Sheila Meshi, there's a Tshuva in the Sheila Meshi, also about the Sabo Be'Ambet, and the Shishish and the Sabo Be'Ambet. So the Sheila Meshi says that the blood is a blood kosher. The blood is a black kosher, even though the Anishish was the Sabo. And it's very stubborn. There's just no basis for saying that the blood would be a mamzer now. When is the blood a mamzer? The blood is a mamzer if it's a real for which there is Nisa Kores, except me. So even though there is Nisa Kores, still the blood is kosher. So the criterion whereby we determine whether the blood is a mamzer or not is whether the beer from which the blood resulted is an Issa Kores or is not an Issa Kores. So it's only Shayach if the woman conceives through a beer. But if the woman does not conceive through beer, so then how can it be a mamza? It's not an Issa Kores. It's not an Issa Kores. Now someone wrote a tshuva that the blood is a mamza. The blood is a mamza. Why? So he said, because it's not the halacha that the avere of the bia asur affects the shem amzeiros. This is the avere, the isa chorus of the bia asur, the chorus of the bia asur is only a simen. Someone in Eretz Yisrael wrote that to him. He says that it's only a simen. In other words, if the father and the mother of the blood are so far removed from each other,
that they would have
cohabitation, so there would be an Issa Kores. So any offspring of such a couple is a mamzer. It's only a simen. Well, of course, the Shem Amishim says the contrary. Now, and it's not Mistaba, his argument. Now, if we were to assume,
Shem Amishim
says that the blood is a kosher.
Yeah,
but someone in Eretz Yisrael, one of the Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael, wrote the tshuva. So he says that the blood is a mamzer. Why? Because the halacha that the blood is a mamzer only from Chayav Chisses is only simen. In other words, if the father and the mother are so removed from each other within that any cohabitation between them would be an Issa Kores, so then the offspring of such a couple is a mamzer. No, it's mashma, it's not just the simen, but the mamzerus is affected by virtue of the Issa Kores of the beer. And if she conceives not through beer, there is no maisa vere of Issa Kores, then the vlad is not a mamzer. Because if we were to assume that the Issa Kores is only a simen of determining how far removed is one spouse from the other. So then it would follow. Now the Gemara says that the Fritas Hazera can take 3 days. That's the Gemara. And we know that fertilization does not take place immediately after cultivation. It takes some time. So it can take at any time from from cogitation till 3 days later. Now, suppose someone is born alishishish. Alishishish. And at the time of the B.A., she was an HHS. But let's say now, after this news, so she received the get from the husband. Doctors say that it's not even possible that fertilization should take place within an hour of cohabitation. It's not even possible. It must take at least an hour. Now suppose the get is, she received the get half an hour after cohabitation. So that means at the time of fertilization,
she was
a pnuyo. What would the vlad be? Would the vlad be a mamza, or the vlad would not be a mamza? No one mentions that. Now, so it should follow that, let's say one is qualis shishis and she conceived, and then the husband of the shishis died within 3 days, that it should have a din of a separate mamza. Now such a din is not mentioned. Such a din is not mentioned. Now, there is a similar question is raised by Rabbi Yehuda in Simen Samach Tes of the Veneza. There is a halacha that the Yevomo has to wait, that if someone dies and has no children, so that before the Yavam can be Yavam, the Yevomo has to wait 3 months. Why? Because if he's Yavam her, within the 3 months, so he's a Sophic, maybe he'll be the Geah, because maybe she is already Muberes, and if she is Muberes, so then she is not Skukal Yom, so it's a Mitzvah of Vishesach. So she must wait 3 months before the Yom can be Miyam. So the Yehudes, the Kashis, the Samachdes, the very interesting Kashis. Now the Gemara says that the Klippit Azera can take 3 days, so how is she allowed? Immediately after 90 days, should wait 93 days. If he's miyabim her, immediately after 90 days and 91st day, maybe she was muberes, but she became muberes. Let's say, the day when he died, not the day he died, I mean, Borel, the day he died, and she became muberes
3 days later.
So, if someone is miyabim her, exactly 3 months later, so there is a possibility that she has a child. She'll have a child through the first husband. So maybe it's begiyah b'sarishesach. So if he's miyabim her after 3 months exactly, so it's a sophik ishesach. So the Yehuda says, I mean, that this kasha bothered him for a long, long time, and didn't see anyone should raise that kasha. And then he said, "Ibn Habish Achidus." And Yehuda himself points out that he didn't see anyone saying it. He says that the reason is why the Yobim is allowed to be Yabim her 3 months later is because if in a case where she conceived, let's say 3 days after the death of the husband, so the time when the husband died, then it was not Mitzvah Hazera. In other words, there was not yet, so there was no fertilization as yet. So Mimele, so the posik, what's the aloche? Ubeinelo, Ainolo. So the important question is whether at the time of Misei it's Yeshlobed or Ainlobed. So if the Zera was not Nikla until 2 days after his death, so the time of the Misei it's Beinelo. So even if she does conceive 2 days later, she still Skokolib. Because it's Beinelo at that moment. It was Beinela. It is Beinela.
And according to his kiddush, it is possible for someone to be miyabim a woman with a child.
Muberes.
Yeah, it's a big kiddush.
Now, so then he says.
Why doesn't he have the kasha also on every case, like on a get?
No. So there is no kasha. He has this kasha here because there is aloha. He has the kasha because in the kasha he assumed that as long as she will have a child through the. To the dead husband, even though she comes after, so then it's Ben Yeshlo. So that's why he had the kasha. But he doesn't test that kasha regarding every Yeshish, because very doesn't matter, because the halacha that the vlad the Yeshish is a mamzer, is not that if they are so removed, the couple, I mean,
I understand it, but the purpose of Afghana will not be there, because we would still not know whether or not it's a Ben Zion to this one, a Ben Zion to the other one.
Oh, you mean that?
There.
Oh, why doesn't he ask him in regard to every issue? Well, there it's no such danger. Here there is a big danger.
There's no Easter there. But you didn't accomplish anything there either, because now you still don't know whose child it is.
Well, it's so in such a case, and that's an unusual case. I mean that she should be.
Because
most of the time the coital takes place. I mean, in the same day. As the B.A., so it is, sometimes it happens that it takes 3 days. So maybe it's a governor, so the Chachomim will not chesh for it. But Ligabe, Yivome, there it's a question of Elisa Kores, so the Chachomim should be chesh. This is the reason as to why I don't do the Esnik Kashif in reference to Yivome, not in reference to any Grushim or any Almore. Now, so, yes.
She has a child.
So they are the Yehudis Mechadesh, that if she conceives after the release of the husband, so she's kukulim. So we can understand that. Why? Because there is a question. Ben Yeshua, Ben Eilo. So at the moment of Nise, it's Ben Eilo. So maybe she's kukulim. But Ligabe Shishish, we don't have to worry when she conceives. Because there, it's not a halachic. That the Isa Kores is only a simen to determine how far removed one mate is from the other. But it's the Isa Kores, it's the Maisavere of the beer that affects the mamzeros. So Mele, it doesn't matter, let's say, if Bishas beer she was an Ishishish, even if half an hour later she received it. So it doesn't matter. Why not? Because the vlad is still a result of what? Of a beer of Kores. So Mamela, as long as the vlad is the offspring of a beer of Kores, so the vlad is a mamzer. It's not the aloche that if the vlad was formed, in other words, at clayte, at fertilization, so then the vlad comes into being. So it's the aloche is not that if when the vlad comes into being, so there is an Isa Kores between the two mates. So the Vlad's a mamzer. There is no such halacha. It's the Amaisavir, the Bira Asur, that affects the mamzeros. So if the Vlad is a result of a Bira Asur, and the Bira was Bisa, at the time of the Bira she was an Ishishish, so the Vlad is a mamzer, even though at the time of fertilization she was not an Ishishish. And vice versa. Let's say, that if someone is Mizanu with a Knuya, and half an hour after this news, she becomes married to someone, she's a Nishishish. At the time of the fertilization, she's already a Nishishish. So the Vlad will not be a Mamza. Because it's the Avere of the Bia that affect the Mamzeos. Not the fact that he's a child of one who would be also with an Isa Kores to the mother. It's not a semen. But it's the Bila Asur that affects the Mamzeris.
It's not the Bila Asur, which is the semen of Mamzeris. It's the semen of the Bila Asur.
The result. Now, if we were to assume that in case of artificial dissemination, so the donor is another man, she's a married woman, so then the Vlad is a mamzer, so then we would have to say that in case of a Vlad that was conceived through a Bio, and let's say the Bishas Bio, she was a Knuyon, then half an hour later she became a Nishishish, the time of fertilization, she's already a Nishishish, then the Vlad would be a mamzer, and it's not so. it is obvious that where the donor is another man and the mother is a married woman, so the blood is not a mammon. Now, now the next question is, so there is no basis for assuming that the blood would be a mammon. Now, the next question is, what is that? According to the Bereze, no, that they say separation. They deal with another case. You see, that Darwin Meluin, I mean, the Bereze, I think, mentions the case of Misavu Bamlete too. Darwin Meluin does not mention the case of Misavu Bamlete. But of his is Hoyo Shenenso, in Misavu. That's the case. So Darwin Meluin says that they do not have to be separated. The Yosef says yes, but the Yosef himself will concede that he doesn't have to divorce her. When does he have to divorce her? The Nisuin was the Isa. So then the halach is he has to divorce her even if it's a Kayan. That will mean
that
he can't remarry her. So even that. See that. But in the case where the Nisuin will not be the Isa, which is his false and answer of the Nisabo, so then he doesn't have to divorce her, but they have to be separated. They have to be separated. So Amiluim says no. Only with the whole takon applies only to a case where the Nisuin were this, but not to a case where the Nisuin were better. Now the next question that arises is, suppose the donor himself is a man. That's right, you are. So I'm saying it again. Now, yes? I mean, you say, when you say, we don't know, what does the we mean? Who is the we?
The doctor, the husband, and the mouth.
The husband doesn't know, in Achname. But the doctor many times does know.
No, well.
The doctor many times knows, and if the doctor doesn't know, so there is an assistant in the medical school knows. He knows, because it's done, the suppliers of this specimen are exclusively medical students. And the practice is that only a medical student who has an IQ of at least 130 is confident to be a supplier. In other words, if he doesn't have an IQ of 130, he is not confident to be a supplier. And so the one that is in charge in the medical school, he knows. Well, I don't know. Anyway. Anyway, whether he knows or he doesn't know. But the shaila is, where we know, in the case where we know that the donor was a mamzer, will the blood be a mamzer? That's the shaila. What is that?
No, because this is a boy, so there's no question.
Yeah, but it's a boy, is a Jew. Yes, all right. I mean, you know, there is an adage, a mamzer cop, but the mamzer has a good head. And you know, there is an adage. Yeah, among the Jews, a mamzer cop. In other words, an mamzer is very bright. And here there is a prerequisite. I mean, that one has to be so there is a reyesh to reyeshes. Anyway, but the question is, in the case where we know that the donor is a mamzer, it's a theoretical question. And then, it's negayah, so adarabe, so that makes it more complicated. If we don't know, so maybe we always have to be reyeshes. That's right. So maybe we have to be becheshish in every case. But the shaila is in the case where we know that the law is a mamda, whether the blood is a mamda. So then it seems it certainly should be a mamda. According to the Beish, well, the Tashbats, that is Kibnei Lechol Dovah, so there is Yiches, so the halachi is that blood Hilechacha Pomoshe Bishneir, whether the father is a mamzer and the mother is not a mamzeres, or the mother is a mamzeres and the father is a kosher. So the halacha is avlad hilecha pomoshe b'shneir, and this there is yich. This does not depend upon v'yeh. That's halacha in yiches. That avlad hilecha pomoshe b'shneir. So even without v'yeh, so if any parent is a mamzer, so the blood is a mamzer. So according to the Bishmuel, the Tashbashite, so we certainly either don't know is a mamzer, so the blood is a mamzer. It's not allowed to come. The question arises according to the Taz. The Taz says that he's not Misyachis Achor, so he's not his father, only with Gabi Shia Bosom. So he's considered very cool, but not with Gabi Yiches and Kolatir Kule. So then we could say, according to the Taz, even if they don't know he's a mamzer, so the child is not a mamzer because he's not his father. If a mamzer is born, Albas Yisrael, so then he's his father. But here, according to the Taz, he's not considered his father. We got the Yichas. Only got the Shia Boso, so there is COVID. So maybe the blood is not a mamzer. Now that has to be analyzed. There is a machlekes in the Gemara as to whether Akum ve'eved abo al bas Yisroel avlad mamzer or avlad kosher. We passing that Akum ve'eved abo al bas Yisroel avlad kosher, even if the bas Yisroel is mitzvah. So the blood is kosher. So there is, you know, it is taken for granted by so many and even by Rabbonim, and I really don't. Can't understand why they deal so slightly with such a matter. Actually, there is a machlekes v'shemim. Some v'shemim, many v'shemim say that a vlad kosher means the vlad is not a mamzer, but he cannot marry bas Yisroel unless he undergoes games, and that's the shita of Rashi in Vishim. That's the shita of in Yivomes in Chiles. So the number of v'shemim, it could be that most v'shemim have the different view. I didn't count them up, I don't know, but there are many Rishenim. There are many Rishenim who say that Avlat Kosher doesn't mean that he's Mutalov to call. It means he's not a Mamzer. According to Mandom Avlat Mamzer, so he cannot marry Bas Yisrael. According to Avlat Kosher, he can marry Bas Yisrael, but he must undergo Gios. So that means, I mean, in America you have the child, and I saw so many Rabbonim, I mean, and they don't even require that kind of a person, whether it's a boy or a girl, to undergo gales. So, of course, in such a matter, we should be machmir, so we should require him to undergo gales. Now, so Rashi says, we'll discuss that. But I know that so many rabbonim in America, so when such a child comes up, they say, let's say, girl like that. I know the case in New York. A girl like that. So, a certain law was not there. Didn't it require her to undergo gales when it's a machlekes v'shemim? I don't know how it can be makel in such a matter. Now, anyway, there is a machlekes v'shemim. So Rashi in Dushan also says that, Rei mekosov ha-rabine, they are some ches on the base. Rei mekosov ha-rabine, chom v'evda abo abas Yisrael avad mamzag al-sino. So Rashi says, in respect to the Mandoma, who says, Akum abu abas Yisrael ad mamzer, the Osir Lashminon, who is Shalbinon leibosari lefkichovim, the name lefkichovim, who vim nizgaya yimut abu abikol. Now that would be, according to Mandoma, that avlat kosher. Elo bosar Yisrael is Shalbinon leib. Vichivu shebabeiro neilad, hava le Yisrael posul kishon eildim yimishon leib.
English.
Now, and also, in the Gomez, this is Rashi Shite in Dush, but Rashi Shite in Preres is the counter. Rashi Shite in Preres is that according to Mandoma, Akum Vevet Abu Abbas Yisroel and Vat Kosher, so it means he's a kosher, he's in Yisroel kosher, he doesn't need any girls. The Ri, however, in Preres and in the Gomez, they say, like Rashi in Dush, the Taku Rebbe Dabo Basisroel, what kosher means that he's not a mamzer. But he, in order to marry Basisroel, he must undergo guilt. Now, there is a gemara. What is that? One second. You become the Jew? Oh, the one who says he's a mamzer certainly holds that he's a Jew. There is no Shiloh in David Mandoma who says mamzer. The Machlokes Rishonim is David Mandoma who says kosher. But the one who says, Hakum Levit Abba Abbas Yisroel Abba Mamza, certainly holds that he's a Jew. He's Yisroel Gomo. Yisroel Gomo. But the Vlad is a Mamza. Because Dushin is not Eves. Being an Hakum and Yisroel. Now, there is a Gemorim Pcheret. Leviot Pcheret Daf Nim Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemorim says, Leviot Shen Yisabro Min Eilet Yechobim, Gno Potam Heisloi. Ethily, he revealed. A Basley conceived from a goy. So the child that she gives birth to is Potamay's Lord. Now, the child has no father. But Aloche, the chiyuv of being is incumbent upon the father, and it's also incumbent upon the Kohar himself.
When he becomes older.
Yeah, not upon the mother, but upon the son himself.
But the mother is a Leviyah, he's
part. Oh, so, but the Aloch is, if the mother is a Leviyah, so he's part. Now here, there is no father at all. The Levi, but the mother is a Leviyah. So, he's part. He's part. So when he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he doesn't have to be paid himself. So the Gemara says, Loi Teime. Not only is this true according to Mandoma who says in Mizamine Savlat, hello, Afilu Mandoma, Mizamin Levi Posli, so that took shot in Rishen. One shot is Loitim Mandoma, Mizamine Savlat means the Mandoma who says Avlat Kosh, in Mizamine Savlat. So he's certainly Potter. In other words, the mother is a Levi and the child is a bat kosher. Yeah. So certainly he should be part of Din Aved. Of Din Aved. El Afil Mandoma Mizami, even according to Mandoma, who says that he's a mamzer. So then I could say that he should be Mchuye. Why should I say? I mean, there is no logic in it. But anyway, this is how many of the children explain it. How does the fact that he's a mamzer have any bearing? But after all, even if he's a mamzer, but the mother is a real mother, so, and the mother is a Leviyah. The reviews of the mother is not divested by virtue of the fact that the father is a mamzer. But this is how they explain. When they say, look at him, Mandoma, I'm Savlat, so then he certainly put up his way. Like, you, Mandoma, Mizami, even according to Mandoma, who says that the father is a mamzer. So, a Levi Postle did. So, he's a Levi Postle. And,
But
what am I slowing? Because it's still a lady. Now, then the Ri has another pshat. The Ri says the pshat is just the reverse. That the mandom are in Zamin, the mandom are Ablad Mams. The lab, in the Ri, the mandom are in Zamin, that's that Chov Gimel in Yevomes, and the Gemori is in Chiret Afim Zainam Dalet. So in the Ri, no, he says the pshat is just the reverse. The mandom are in Zamin, the mandom are Ablad Mams. The law was a little bit of a shadino. Because in the Zamina, she may be hobby, shame is woman. Shame is woman. Because there is a Gemore, the Bishor, she born Noha Shamhabo, little Zuamo. So in soil, Shondu, Barsinai, so the Zuma was taken away. But the Goyim, Shondu Arsinai, so the Zuamo remained. So that's why the word Zuamo is applied to a hobby. So Teisa says, Mandomarim is Amin, that's Mandomar Abad Mamza, so then is Yisroel Gom. So then certainly, he's part of his loy. Afil Mandomar.
That is
kosher. Amin is Amin. Afil Mandomar. I'm sorry, Loitim Mandomar, Amin is Amin. So the Bad is Abad Mamza. So then so is Yisroel Gom. He doesn't require any gale, so of course he's part of his loy. So he's a lady. A lady Mamza. Elafil Rimandoma. Elafil Rimandoma Mizami, that means about kosher.
Yeah,
so he's the Naku, so he requires Geulus. So he would say, if he requires Geulus, so he should be in Israel. So after the Hochelay, he possibly, even though he requires Geulus, so he possibly can. So it's Marasi Liga. Marasi doesn't make sense. Of course, the deed is true. He should be part of our face line. But not because we're in the apostle.
Because of the
because he's the man. So then, when he undergoes the Eros, he's a Gea. Yeah. Of course, when he goes, he's Niskaya. Even if the goy happened to be a poor, no, so he goes. No, so there's no Pina no, there. Because Gea and Niskaya keep up the Shinela Dome. So, even if the Gea was a poor while he was a goy. But when he's Niskaya, he doesn't have to pay his loan. Not because we're in the apostle, but because.
He's a
Gea. But the Gemara says, Ela, Dilu Limandoma, Mizamin. So he's part of his loin because Levi Possel. Why? Because Levi Possel, because he's a Gea. Not Levi. And Levi isn't. What kind of a Levi is he? He's a Goy. A Goy is Mizgaya. So how can he be Levi? What is that?
The man is the Israel
Gomor. The man says Israel Gomor, no?
Yeah, but what is the
Torah?
Why can't he be a Mamzer?
No, there is a Mandoma who says, Akum Vieved Abba Abbas Israel Abba Mamzer. Why? Take the cause with Rabbi Akiva. No. So the Gemara says, the Mandoma who says, Akum Vieved Abba Abbas Israel Abba Mamzer, take the cause with Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Chayov Elav, the blood is a Mamzer. So maybe Akum Vieved is also Chayov Elav. Akum is also Chayov Elav, so the blood is a Mamzer. Now, so it doesn't make sense. Now there is a Gemara in the kitchen. So it is obvious that even the Rishayim who say that Akum Vevet Habuah Bas Yisroel, so
Gerus,
so it doesn't mean that he is a Goy Gomor without Gerus. Because if he had been a Goy Gomor, it's a regular Gerah, so he wouldn't be a living apostle, he would be a Gerah. The more I call him a living apostle, so you see. But he needs Gerus, but he is not a Goy Gomor without Gerus. He's a Yisroel, but still he needs Gerus. Kosher means in contrast to Mamza, that's what Kosher means. The Mishneh Daf Samachtes in Gushen says, "Katav Neimer, Yechili Mamzir Mitoyer. Keitzat Mamzer Shenoso Shifro, Havlad Evet. If a Mamzer married a Shifro, so the Vlad is an Evet. Shichrei Nimtzo Aben Ben Chayr. And the Loch is that the Chatchile, a Mamzer is allowed to marry a Shifro." I mean, there isn't even an Isad Rabbanon. And why he warned the Chachom, why did the Chachom Maser in order to enable him to get out, to be Mekai? So, the Chatav Zedin seems an obvious thing. It seems, on the surface, I mean, that it seems that no one could even be Chilik. Because after all, if someone marries a Shifro, whether he's a Yisroel Kosher or a Mamzer, it doesn't make any difference. So, if they have a child, so the child is Nikra after the mother, I mean, but the father is no father. The biological father is no father of the Din. So maybe even though the biological father is a mamzer, but the child couldn't be a mamzer because he's not legally he's not the father. But still Rabbi Lezer is chilek. Rabbi Lezer says, Shichrei nimtza ben nechirin. So Rabbi Lezer says fully ben chirin he is. But then he's a mamzer. The mamzer. Now he's both. Before the shichur he's an eved,
he's
the father, and the mamzer. After the shichur, so the avdus is poka, so he remains a mamzer. So the Gemara says, that's Rabbi Lezer. We pass like a town. Omer Rabbi Lezer, my time with the Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer the Amore explains the time of Rabbi Lezer the Tani. The Omer Kro, Lei Holach HaChapsule. In other words, that's the dean of Abad Ilech HaChapsule. How do we know the Aloche? Like this, we say, Mishpach HaSaf, Kruyo Mishpocho, Mishpach HaSaimi, Kruyo Mishpocho. So if the father is a Kayan, and the mother is a Bas Yisrael, so the child is a Kayan. But and if the mother is a Baskian and the father is a Israel, so the child is a Israel. Why? Because Mishpacha Zahav, Kruy Mishpocha, Mishpacha Zinikas, but that's Ridabi Mishpocha, Yichus Mishpocha. So the status of the father determines. But Ridabi Psulim, there is Exersakosu, that the child acquires the Psul of either parent. How do we know it's Exersakosu? Loi, Holachachapsul. The child acquires the Psul of either parent. So that's the time of Rabbi Lezer, who says that the child is Eved Mamzer. Why?
Requires
both. Because Leo Lachapsulet, the Rabbanon, Amin Ratav, Ha'u be Yisroel Shinosa Mamzeres. When does the Tixersakos of Leo Lachapsulet apply in the case of Yisroel Shinosa Mamzeres? Sal, Gdait Hamine Elim Shpichay Som Lebeis Avei Som Ksim. So in other words, so it's Abim Psulim too. Only the Psul of the child should acquire the Psul of the father, not of the mother. Yisroel Shinosa Mamzeres, so the child should be a Vat Kosher because Mishpachas Opkuin Mishpocho, Vat Mishpocho. So come Ashmelon, it's a Chosol Soek. That's a Harapom Mishpachnei. Also Loi Vach, you have a Lezer. La Vach Ogav, because of Mishpachay Som Lubis Aveisom. Also Loi Av, Kein Ranam. So what's the effect of the Yosafos Leir Hapsule? That, in other words, the halacha of Mishpachas Avkoi Mishpoch does not apply that the child acquires the psula of his parent. Hochename, afal gav v'chsiv ho'yisha v'lodeo t'yel adineo. So, in other words, when the child is an evet, he's neither after the mother. Oselo yavke. So still, the lay implies hapsule, that in spite of the fact that the child is neither after the mother and the child is an evet, but it still requires the psul of the father, and the father is a mamzer. So the child, even though he is an evet, but he's a mamzer. And that's how kol vlad b'nei shifach nainis ki vlad b'nei behemodon. In other words, he's only neither after the mother, and the psul of the father does not affect the child in any way. Now, there is no question that in the case of a mamzer shenosa shifo, that there is no yichis. The child is not mishyachet the father. Let's say if the child will behave in the father, in the biological father, so he will not be chayav nisa. Not the chayav nisa, and there is no, it's mentioned in the verse, and he's not chayav yudav. So why? Because he's not mishyachet zachon. Still, Reb Lezer holds that the child is an evet mamzer, and even lachash nishtache, he still remains a mamzer. So what is that mishyaches? Because of the zakosu of leyolach hapsule. So according to Reb Lezer, we certainly see that the zakosu of leyolach hapsule implies that not even that the halacha of avad lehapolish name is not based upon legal pedigree. It's the halacha that the child acquires the psul of either biological parent, even though al pedin is not a parent, but that's the zakosu. This is the sakos of loyola hapsule, that the child acquires the psul of either parent, either biological parent, even though al-Pedin is not a parent. So it is obvious that this is the halacha according to Reb Lezer. Now, the shaila is, we don't pass him like Reb Lezer, so the shaila is with Abir Tam. The Tam says that Shichrei nimtza b'mechir, the vlad is only an evet, he's not an evet mamzer. So we could say, that question is the machlekes between Reb Lezer and Tau. Reb Lezer holds that the zakosuk of leyolach hapsule implies that the haloche of havad hapogum is not even based upon legal pedigree, and even without yiches, so the child can acquire the psul of the biological father of his parent even without yiches. This is the view of Reb Lezer. But Reb Tauf is chayv. No. The halacha of avad lecha hapogum is based upon legal pedigree. When can a child acquire the psul of his parent? Only if al pedin he's a parent. But if al pedin he's not a parent, so then he cannot acquire the psul of the parent. So on that point, there is a machlekes between Reb Lezer and Reb Tauf. So of course we pass like Reb Tauf. So then to follow that I'll be out of Psach Halochet. So the Halochet of the Din of Avad Lachbam is based upon pedigree, upon Yiches. But it could be that just as according to Reb Lezer. So the Halochet of Avad Lachbam is not based upon Yiches. Without Yiches, he can acquire the psul of either biological parent. So Reb Tauf also agrees with the Halochet. But Reb Tauf is only Chilik Ligabi Mamza Shinosa Shifo. Why? Because the Loshna Gemara is the Rabbonon. Called Vlad Bimei Shifot Nainis Ki Vlad Bimei Beim Adam. So it's a special halacha that the Vlad Shifot Nainis is nigrar after the mother. So that's only Shayach Ligabei Shifot, because it's a special halacha that it's nigrar after the mother. Ho Yisho Vilo Deo Tiel Adinel. But it does not apply to any other case, only Ligabei Shifot. So in Meile, this is the Pshat in the Ri and the Rashi in Dushin. Now, Rashi in Dushin and the Ri in Yivomes, they both say, Adoma who says, Akum Abu Abbas Yisroel Abad Kosher. So what does it mean Abad Kosher? In contrast, the Adoma who says Abad Mamza. And he's not allowed to marry Abbas Yisroel, because he said Abad Kosher. He is allowed to marry Abbas Yisroel, but only after Gios. After Gios. But, and he's potter Alibiosh in Sabo Menochi, so he's potter of Pidin Abed. So no potam binyabe. Why? Because he's a lady potam. So the question was, Moshe Chachmati, if he requires him, that means he's a goy. If he's a goy, so when he's misgaya, he's a girl. So he's potter of his loin because he's a girl, not because he's a lady potam. The answer is, of course he's not a real goy. He's a Jew. because the halacha is that when the mother is a Jewess, so the vlad is a Jew. But we find in Gabi Geri, we find such a counterpart and such a halacha that the child becomes a Yisrael in the Eilus. He is a Yisrael, but still he's also loved before. Now, there is a halacha b'shlisha dvorim nichnasu Yisrael daftesim in Christ. B'shlisha dvorim nichnasu Yisrael b'lis. Mile, mile vatsarko. Mile, tvile akutesko. So a year has to be before. And the Gemara in Christ says daftes, that this man abayis, so it's the man abayis, so we motze le meal bikol ad ad yobikol ad mesikol. That's the lashon haGemara that says it. We motze le meal bikol. The Daphres on the base in Christ says, Abom Husse Kapon, Abom Vinla Zon Bishay, Bailen Husse Kapon, Azov, Azov, Ayel, that is Vam Sir. The Blazer, Ben Yakov, may a girl Mehusa Kapore, as she is the call of Adam. Now, what does Mehusa Kapore mean? In other words, he's not allowed, one who is not allowed to eat and coach him until he brings the call. Let's say, like Azov, Azov, Ayel, this, so until she brings the call, so she cannot partake of coaching. So, Tarekami mentions, why doesn't the Tanakhama mention Ger as one of the Mechusat Kapora? So the Gemara says, Kikotone midim mishka lemechel bikodoshim. Ger kikom aise kovm lachshur enaf shel emeil bikom. Mechusat Kapora means one who is in Yisrael Gomu, but is not allowed to partake of kochim. Let's say Yildes is not Israel, is more, of course, in Israel more. But it's Aloche, special because of kochim. A Yildes, until she brings the korban that she is required, she cannot partake of kochim. So that is a Mechusat Kapora. But Ger, it's not just Lidabi Achilas kochim, it's the Aloche that without the korban, this man abides, so he cannot be male because. But of course, this man, doesn't apply because it's just a kochim. Kochem ki Ger li derisechem. So when is there a din? You must bring it home only when the man is Midishkayim. But this man is a Midishkayim, so he's Nichmas Lepris just with Mile and Tvile. But this man abides, so it's Nichmas Lepris, the Mile, Tvile, Vartu Eskom. So it's not good, it's not Mechusat Kapora, because it's Lachshur and Afshul Meir Bikol. So the Shilin Kubetze says, he has another omen. So the Shilin Kubetze says, what does it mean, Meir Bikol, that until he brings it home, he cannot marry Basiswan. So in other words, we see, and the reason as to why he cannot marry Bas Yisrael is because the Gabi, loving the call, he's not a Jew yet. In other words, his man abides. So in order to become a Yisrael Gomu, he needed three things, Mile, Tvile, and Kol. And if he had Mile and Tvile, so he is a Yisrael Gabi Eben. But the Gabi, loving the call, he was not a Yisrael as yet. He was not in Israel as yet until he offered a call. So we find such a thing. We find such a thing that one is a gear, we got everything, but he got the lovely call.
No.
He's not a gear. What does it mean, he got the lovely call? That's a Nisar like any other Israel. So the chat is because he's going and Akum is a true call. Just as there is a true call of Mamzer, so also there is a psul call of Akum. Of course, the psul call of Akum emanates from the love of Yitzchak. But it's not just an Isa. But it's a psul call, and Akum is a psul call. So a goy, in order that this psul call of the Akum should be poka, must bring it home. This man abides. And until it brings it home, So the psukol of vacuum is not poka. If the psukol of vacuum is not poka, so maybe the Yisrael is something bad. Twice. But the halacha is that we got the psukol of vacuum, so it's not poka until we bring the call. So we have such a thing that one can be yeah, we got everything, but he still has the psukol of vacuum. So maybe vacuum we got about Israel, about kosher. What about kosher mean? Of course, he's a Jew. Why? Because the mother is Jewish. But it's still, but there is halacha leholacha chatzur. And we see that from Reb Lezer, that this halacha of Havadil Chabon Shibishneim is not based upon any yichis. Even that mamzah shenoso shifro, so the blood is a mamzah. Even though the father, the biological father, is legally not the father. So it's halacha Havadil Chabon Shibishneim, that the child acquires the psul of either parent, whether there is yichis or there is no yichis. And we said one way of interpreting Rav Tarfon is that Rav Tarfon himself also agrees that Aloha Vladil Hapamishneim is not based upon this. But Ligabi Mamda Shnosa Shifro, so we say Vlad May Shifro, Vlad May Vimadov. So that's especially the Sakosu for Isha Vilodeo Tila Dineo, that the Vlad of the Shifro is neither after the mother. And the father has nothing to do with it. So that's only Ligabi Shifro. But Ligabi Yakum Shebu Albas Israel. True that insofar as Yiches is concerned, so there is only a Yiches between the child and the mother, not between the child and the father. So he's not Misyaches after the father. But just as Gabei the case of Mamza Shinosa Shifro, so Rav Lezer says that the Vlad is a Mamzer, even though he's not his father, because it's not based on Yiches. He can acquire the psul of his parent. The father, the Akum, he has a psul call. So the psukol of the father is acquired by the Vlad who is a Yisrael. So what is his status? He is a Yisrael, respect to everything, but he has the psukol of the father. He has the psukol of Akum. So we got the what we call his osa. And how can he be mafkia? With Geus, just as the father. How will the father be mafkia? The psukol of Geus. So he too, except that the father is a goy gomo. And he is in Israel. He only has the psukol of an Akum. He only has a psukol of an Akum. It's a mushal problem. I use the problem as a mushal. That there is such a thing that he can be Israel and still have the psukol of an Akum. But he would need Geirus. Yeah, Mila and Filan best. But of course, Kabbalah speeches he wouldn't require because he believes anyway. So he doesn't need any Kabbalah speeches. But Mila and Filan he would require because he's Israel. He only acquires the psukol of the father. That means psukol of the Akum.
Mila doesn't require that to be Lishem Geirus.
What is that? The Mila would be Lishem Geirus. Yeah, Lishem Geirus. Now, so.
But he needs a Tomas Zambris for Geirus.
Now such a child, whether he would need a Tomas Zambris, now here we could be Mako. Now we're not discussing the question of Geirus now. Here we can be Mako. Because many of the Shanim say that if a Geir is his Gaia, he should move, so then without a Tomas Zambris, he can become a Jew with Philip. There are some Rishayim who say that Gershon is Gaya Kishumo. So then he needs a Tavas Zambris. Then there is another Shitay. Many Rishayim say, Mili Tigmori Yuvomis, Mili Tavu Lucharia. So many Rishayim say that the Mila does not have to be Rishayim here with Dafti. It must be Rishayim Yadus. The Tvile, I mean, that Gemori has reference to Tvile. The Tvile does not have to be Rishayim Deus. If the Tvile was not Rishayim Deus, but the Tvile was Rishayim Kari, so it's a tefila of guilt. In other words, suppose someone was Nizgaya Beinel Nazmi. So he did not become a ger. But then there was later, while he was under the impression that he was already a Jew, he was stable with Nishlei Shalikari. So most Rishonim say that the tefila is a good tefila of guilt, even though he had the kavone lishim kariye, but it's not the halacha that it has to be tefillah lishim geirus. It has to be in order that the tefillah should be a tefillah of geirus. In order that the tefillah should be capable of affecting geirus, it must be a tefillah lishim yadus. Of course, if somebody immerses himself in the mikveh because he wants to wash himself, so it's no tefillah at all. But if the tefillah is lishim yadus, that means it's tefillah, Vicharye, even though he was not mechaving Lishim Geus, so it's a good tefila. The Rif and the Rambam have another pshat. Milu Tov Lishim Geus, now it's Yisrael. Even though originally he did not become a Geah, but we have seen him many times to be Tevira Lishim Geus, in other words, Neyeik Minat Ayudim, so it's a Raya that he did undergo Geus, except that we didn't see it. So it's only Tziraya. So I was according to the Rif and the Rambam, so the Tfila has to be Lishem Geus. The Tfila has to be Lishem Geus. So Mimela, in this case, so what most Lishem hold, that the Tfila in order to be a Tfila of Geus does not have to be Lishem Geus, as long as it is Lishem Yavus. So in case of Akum Ve'evet Abba Bas Yisrael. So according to most Lishem, the blood is a Poshah doesn't even require Geus in order to marry Bas Yisrael. But there is the Shita of Rashi, the Shita of the Rini Vomez, that Bat Kosha means he can marry Bas Yisrael, but Geus he requires. But suppose, let's say, there was a Mila, and the Mila was Lishem Yavus, in other words, they were Malin as a Jew. Usually, I mean, there was a Mila already. So too, in any other case where a Ger Mo comes to be Misgaya, so we require him out of the Tamriz. But in this case, according to many Rishenim, so he doesn't require any Geus at all. A Geus at all. And even according to Shita of Rashi, and the Tethesis, that Bat Kosha means he's muta to marry Bas Yisrael, but only after Geus. But there was already a Mila. The Mila was not Lishem Geus, the Mila was Lishem Yadus, Lishem Milas Yisrael. But according to most Lishemim, so that's the Gemara of Mila Tov Lishem Kerayeh. In other words, that the Tefillah, in order to be a Tefillah of Geus, does not have to be a Tefillah of Lishem Geus. It's a Tefillah of Lishem Tuvas Kerayeh, Lishem Yadus. So we do not have to be Cheshesh, I mean, for so many Shittes. What? In other words, if a Mila did not take place yet.
No, when it took place.
What is that? Well, many of the Shanim say that Mila does not require Shleshim. Yes. If there was a Mila, so I think it could be made here. But we should require him to undergo Tfilah. That we should require. We should be able to. The best. What? Yeah. You mean Akum Vevet, the Vlad of Akum Vevet, Abba Batsot?
No, not here. Here comes the Shanim.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's
going to fight up.
Oh, you mean by Goy?
By Goy.
Oh, see, then if the Mila took place out of the Goy, so even in the case of Akum Ve'evet Ha'aboa Bas Yisrael, I would say that he should have a Tavdalis. But where the Mila took place, I mean a real Mila, except that it was not Dal Shem Geus, it was Dal Shem Yadus. So then I wouldn't require, I mean, the act of Zambis. But anyway, so that's the Shidduch. But this is not, I'm not discussing now the Yen Geus.
This is not halacha today, though. What? This is halacha
today, I'd like to see what's going on. That's right. I can't understand why many Rabboni, such a child comes up, they do not require Geus. And after all, it does not involve him in a hardship. I mean, what is there? I mean, we certainly can be made till we've got a Tov Zambis. So all that has to be done is
Tfilah.
In such a case, yes.
Where
there was a Mila. The usual case.
What if it wasn't a Mila of the Shame Yadus?
Once again, then
we missing a Mila of the Shame Yadus.
The point is that in most of these cases, it's not for Shame Yadus.
No, in many of these, most of these cases, there is a Mila of the Shame Yadus. There is a Mila of the Shame Yadus. But it's not for Shame Yadus. But if there was no real Lishem Yadus, then he should undergo out of Zambis. Right, so now let's return. One second. Now let's return to this area. So the Shita of Akum Ve'evet Abba Bas Yisrael at Kosher. So the Gemara says he requires Geus according to the Ri and Rashi. But the Gemara says, Levi Posel Yitre, the answer is the Vlad is the Yisrael, because the mother is the Yisraelis. But there is a Aloche of Avlad Lechachapo Mishem Mishneyem. And Ligabi, the Aloche of Avlad Lechachapo Mishneyem. So we do not have to resort to Yiches. In other words, it's not based upon Yiches. In other words, we see that the child adopts the psul of either parent in Goal Tadid is not Mesiyage Zachor. And even Rav Tarf who is Chayli Tangab Lezea, so it's only because by Shifo there is a special Zachor Posuf, or by Yish of Yodeo Til Adeneo, that the blood is Nikra after the mother completely. But, Gabe Yaakum Bevet Abba Bas Yisrael, so too the child is Yisrael. But the father has the psul call of an Akum. So will the child, while he's in Israel, he still acquires the psul kol of an Akum. In order to get rid of that psul kol, so he has to be Migaya. But it's only in order to be to be Matkia de Psulko, but in respect to everything else, he's a Yisrael Gomo. He's a Yisrael Gomo. So the Mele, we cannot say he's put up in that because he's a girl. No, he's born a Jew. But Levi Posel, he has the Psulko of an Akub. So in order to marry Bas Yisrael, he needs Geirus. He needs Geirus. Now, the respect to Shalom, what is the no, he's a Mamza. So, of course, according to the Bishmuel, so of course the child is a Mamza. How would it be according to the Taz? Without Yiches, there is a loch of a battle of a Pogish Mishneim. So even according to the Taz, the word is a no, he's a Mamza, so the Vlad is a Mamza. Yes. Now,
what about the Sam case where you don't know who the daughter
was? That we'll discuss Monday morning. 11 o'clock already. The Sam case, in other words, whether we can rely that it's an akum, and there's no mamzer, we have to face it. So that we'll discuss Monday morning. And then, after that, so just for about 50 minutes, we'll discuss that. That's the last child that we have to discuss in connection with artificial dissemination. The Sam case. It's not no. So, are we to be
faced?
Maybe, so if it's a goy, so they certainly not possible. But then, in his, according to what I said now, from the point of view of Rob, so the nor is a goy. If the nor is a goy, so according to Rashi Shite, in order to marry Bas Yisrael, he's gay, so he's gay. So he's gay, you see. And we have to be chesh, whether he's a man or not. That will make it very complicated. So that we'll discuss Monday morning. But just for 50 minutes, because I'm through with almost every question that's involved there. Then we'll proceed with the discussion of autopsy. Alright, so it's still 5 days left. So, autopsy, so in other words, for autopsy, so the Mikiras and the Gemore are two. The Gemore in Chum, Daf Yud Gimel, Gemore says, Nolam Dulasim and Basarov. So Gemore deduces it from the Aloche, the Chitzeach Yisrael, Leichu Shemot Peivu. So Gemore says, Chitain the Yiddika, so and then the Gemara in Brobas for that Kufnun Dalet, the Maiseh of Bibnei Brak, Kufnun Dalet Amad Dalet, and then continues into Kufnun Dalet Amad Beit.
He would say that if the Thor there would only be mutter the Derafiyah, is that it? Only the Derafiyah.
But there's an eye from the Mori woman.
Is there anything that we can do to start promptly at 9 o'clock?
practice in?
What do you know?
Now we still have to discuss a certain question without artificial insemination, and that is, now we pointed out last time that if the donor is a mamzer, so then the child is a mamzer, not only according to the Shmuel, but even we said even according to the Taz. Now the question arises, now if the donor is not a mamzer, or if he's a goy, so then the blood is not a mamzer. Because even though she's an ishishish, but when is the blood a mamzer, only if there is a bir asur, but here there is no bir asur. The iser of chmaiser to shayim is asur, that's not an iser of bir asur, that's an iser of the perversion, it's against the abomination, but it's not a bir asur, of course. So mele, the blood is not a mamzer, but if they don't know is a mamzer, so then the blood would be a mamzer, mitzad yaloche, of a blood hilech, achara pogum, shebishneim. Now, of course, one doesn't know whether who the donor is. Now, the donors are exclusively medical students, and it's impossible even to find out who the donor is. So the question is, are we b'cheshes? If such a thing happened, and unfortunately, to our shame, I mean, it happens, even among Jews, So when the question comes up, she has such a child. Now, is it mutar lavei b'kol? And if there is no way, of course, if it's possible to find out who the donor is, so by all means, an investigation should be made. But no probability, I mean, it will not be found out who the donor was. So the question is the blood mutar lavei b'kol? Are we to be cheshish? Maybe the donor was a mamza. And they let the blood, the child that is born, as a result of that. He's also a mamzer. One second. Now there is halacha of shtuki. Now what is shtuki? In other words, if the mother was mizane, so if the mother says liplein nivalti v'koshahu, so then she's nemenes. Then she's nemenes, even though rivo yir absuli. That's the halacha. But But if, let's say, the mother is a shaito, she's feeble-minded, or the mother herself doesn't know, she says she doesn't know who the Baal is, so then the halacha is that the din of Sofik Mamzer, the Vlad. And he's also lovely to come. He's also lovely to come. Of course, I mean, the Yisrael of the call cannot be Midraise because Sofik Mamzer is also Muta Midraise. But he has a din of Sofik Mamzer. So there is a Machlekes Rishen. In one case, there is no Machlekes Rishen. That is, in the case where we know that the Ishe, the mother, went to the Be'er. So then all Rishenim agree that the Vlad is awesome. If the mother doesn't know it herself, who the Baal was, or the mother is feeble-minded. So in that case, and we know that the mother went to the Baal, not the Baal came to the mother, but the mother went to the Baal, so then he certainly was. Why? Because there's aloche kol kavua kimech zal v'chadome. If there is a mamzer, one mamzer in the city, and we know that the mother went to the Baal, and there is a mamzerim in the city, even though most are sharing, so then we say that the blood is kosher. I'm sorry, then the blood is kosher. Why? Because there's a loch of kol kavua ki mech tzal mech tzadom. What is it? Al tzofik it, kol kavua ki mech tzal mech tzadom. That the loch of teishach nuyeh is mechitz psar shchuto, v'yachas mecheres psar nevelo. So if he found it in the street, so then we say call the police, no go the police. But if he bought in the store, but he doesn't know in which store, even though it's 9 chances against 1, so that's the aloche of all of the comrades, there's a kosu that's called kavua, kimechta mechzadom. In other words, inasmuch as the sophic arose in the became a kriyas, so mele it's kimechta mechzadom, and it's awesome. So if the mother went to the Baal, and we know that they are mamzer in the city, they are psul in the city, so then the Vlad is possible. The Vlad is possible. Suppose we know that the Baal came to her, so then the Vlad is possible. Then the Vlad is possible.
Sofik Mamzer, of course, she doesn't know.
No. If we know that the Baal came to her, even though she doesn't know, she is feeble-minded, or she just doesn't know who he is, but he came to her, so then we say, call the Poris, Miru the Poris, and we say the Baal was Paris from the roof, sure. Not from Mamzer. If she went to the Baal, so then it's called Kavua, we apply the Aloha of Kavua. But if the Baal, if we know that the Baal came to her, so then we say call the Poris, Mugabe Poris, and the Vlad is kosher. The question is, suppose we don't know. We don't know whether, let's say, she's feeble-minded. So we don't know whether the Baal came to her, or she went to the Baal. So then there is a machlekes reshein. The two shita is that in the case where we don't know, so then the Vlad is muter if there are two rovs. In other words, let's say Yan Parosh is Adrochi. So in other words, we're both, we're two rovs. The rov men of the city are sharing, and also the rov of the travelers. So we're two rovs. Where do we find the concept of two rovs? The Gemara mentions, of course, it's Rabbanon. That we find with Gabi Krune. But the two applies it even with Gabi the Psul Mamzer. I mean, it's a chiddush. The Gemara doesn't mention this halacha of two rovs, which is Rabbanon, with Gabi anything other than Yuchsen, with Krune. But the two applies it even with Gabi call, two of the call. Yes?
Where you find something,
yeah,
we're
gonna
hear
the Kaibala
there, and
the Sukhya. That's a Yachbeer. There is a lot of the Yachbeer of Revi Korim, so Hilchenacharov, so Hilchenacharov. So there the Gemara mentions of the Ian of Kaibala, I mean, but the Ian. Yeah. That's in the Sukhya of Revi Korim, but there is no Aloche of. Of two rovs there. There's no halacha of the rov. Yeah. So the halacha of two rovs, I'll leave it in Maskone, so that is only the Gabi Yuchsen, but the two applies it to the Vlad. So the two, now, why does the two say that if there are two rovs, so then it's mutable. The question is, but there is a lot of kolkovuah kemech on the dome. The answer is that midrashe the vadi certainly would. The vadi certainly would. Because first of all, it might be that she went, that he came to her, and even if he came to her, so it's also, so it's mech on mech. So it's only osa midrabonon. So because of that, the two holes, that if there are two holes, so then it's muta. Then it's muta. Other Rishonim hold that even with two holes, it's osa. If we don't know whether she came to her or she went to him. Now that's the situation, that's the aloche ligabe, a vlad that was neilad. We know who the mother is, but we don't know who the father is. Shtuk. So then, if we know that the Baal came to her, then according to everybody, it's muta. Call it everybody to move. If we know that she went to the Baal, I'm sorry. If we know the Baal went to her, that's right. So then they call it everybody smooth. If we know that she went to the Baal, so then it's kavua. So then they call it everybody just. If we don't know whether the Baal went to her or she went to the Baal, so then according to the two, so if there are two robes, it's muter. But if there aren't two robes, just one of the two is also maybe it's osa. And according to the other, if we don't know whether the Baal went to her or she went to the Baal, so then it's osa even with two robes. This is the halacha ligabe vlad shtuki, where the mother doesn't know. Now, no, rivo here, you mean here, ligabe. No, there, the fact goyim, because you see goyim, that's a goyim sharing, and the Jew is not a mamzer sharing, ligabe artificial insemination. So then, so both goyim are considered as ksherim, and Jews who are not mamzerim are also considered as ksherim. Uh-huh. Yeah, one second. Now I want to apply this to the question that we are concerned with. Now, so if a child was born and we don't know who the donor is, so the question is, does he have a din like a vlach to kick, where the mother doesn't know, and in this case, in the case of artificial insemination, the mother doesn't know. So maybe he should be awesome. Or he does not have a din like a vlachtuk. So we have to apply the same aloches that are mentioned in Gabi vlachtuk. The mother doesn't know. But they are Gabi vlachtuk. So we say that if the mother certainly went to the Baal, then the blood is muta. I'm sorry. No, if the Baal went to the mother, so then he says the blood is certainly muta. If it's certain that the mother went to the Baal, then it's kavua, so it's osa. Now, how is it here? Here, now she goes to the doctor. Now the doctor has a bottle with that specimen. And then, now, where is the Mikay Makriyas, the original Mikay Makriyas? That's the medical school. That's the original Mikay Makriyas. That's the original Mikay Makriyas. It's the medical school. Now, if it is the original, so if let's say the woman would go to the medical school, then there wouldn't be any shaila. That it would be a case of kavua. If we know that they are medical students, they are the nose mamzer. Of course, I mean I did not assume that. That's if we know, suppose we know that among the donors they are mamzer. Among the nose. Medical students.
Excuse me, Rabbi, though, yeah. when she goes to the doctor, so the doctor is taking the bottle.
I know.
He's taking from all these old.
I know. The doctor, once again, the doctor takes it from several medical schools. Yes, I know. But I mean, I'm just assuming, let's for argument's sake, let's assume the case where we know that they are donors who are mamzer. We know that. And she comes to the medical school for this treatment. And then, so then it would definitely be a Nin of Kuvua. Then it would definitely be a Nin of Kuvua. It still wouldn't be Kuvua Midraise even in such a case. Why? Because the Shemim say, when is it Kuvua Midraise when the Yisar is Nika Ben Kelim? It's a Tish Achnu Yismeich Es Psar Shkoto. One Chanus in Mecher Es Psar Nevela. So we know exactly where that Chanus is. But if, let's say, it's Nisari, let's say, Dova Choshuv, by Dova Choshuv, that does not become bottle, it's Nisari. So the Isar is not Mika in Kemei, Rishonim say that he does not have a din of Kavua Midrais. Midrais say we would apply, even in Kema Kriyas, we would apply the din of Kavua Midrais. Why? Because the Isar is not Mika in Kemei. So Midrais it wouldn't be Kavua The rice it wouldn't be for Gua because this is not become chemic, as it was pointed out last time to someone. Now it's that there, you see, I mean, someone in the medical school knows when he takes it, from whom he takes it. But then, let's say, months later, no one becomes mixed up, I mean, and no one knows. So it's not becoming chemic. So if there is, even if we know that one of the donors was a mamzer, so it's not becoming chemic. If it's not becoming chemic, so it's not for Gua with the rice, but with the Rabbanon, there is a being of Kavua even when it's not Mikavim Kain. So in such a case, if we knew that one of the donors was a mamzer, even if just one, so then it would be Kavua, and it certainly would be us. It would be Kavua with Rabbanon, and the blood would be us. Now, but the fact is that we don't know whether one of the donors is a mamzer or not. Might be because you see, the majority of the donors are certainly not psulim. Regabe the child of artificial insemination. Why? Because if it's a Jew, a non-mamzer, so is he kosher, and if it's a goy, it's a non-mamzer. So only a Jew, a mamzer, he is a possible regabe artificial insemination. So we don't know. We don't know. So in other words, if it became established that one of the donors is a mamzer, then the blood would be us. But as long as it is not established, so then there's another suffix that is added. There's another suffix that is added. A svetzvegen. So maybe it's a svetzvegen. Yes? One second. Now, I assume the case where the man who donated that specimen did it in the medical school. I assume such a case. I mean, I don't know whether this is the case, whether they do it in the medical school or they do it in clinics and then it is turned over to medical school. That I don't know. One second. I'll listen. Now, I assume the case, just that, for the sake of argument, that the specimens are submitted in the medical school. And also, I assume the case where the woman comes to the medical school. So even in such a case, and I also assume the case where we know that one of the donors is a mamzer. So then it's definitely kavua, not kavua midaraisa, but kavua midaraban, kavua midaraban. Now, the second question that arises.
Before you leave this question, a woman, if she would go to the doctor and the specimen was brought from the medical school through the doctor.
Yeah, yeah, yes, one second. I'll discuss it. Now, the second question is, suppose she goes to the doctor, and the doctor, of course, got it from the medical school. So that will answer the other question. Even if we assume that the specimens are submitted in the clinic and then the clinics turn it over to the medical school, so then the medical school is like the doctor, you see. So does it have a din of kavua in the doctor's office, or it does not have a din of kavua in the doctor's office? Now, on that, there is a distinction between the kavua midaraisa and the kavua midarabanan. By kavua midaraisa, so then we say that if by kavua midaraisa, so we say that if a person took a biodayim, let's say he bought it from the chanus, then it's of course kavua. Suppose he didn't take it from the chanus, but he was looking through the window, and his window was just across the street from the teisha, from the esachanus, and he saw that an akum went into a store, into one of the 10 stores, and bought meat. And he didn't know which store the Akum bought. And then the Akum comes up to his house, and he presents him with the meat. So in other words, it's pure solifoneinu, but not the yadayim. So then, if he himself saw it, even though the lechichat yadayim was by an Akum, not by an Israel, so it still has a din of kavua. If it's pure solifoneinu, so it still has a din of kavua. He still has a din of kavua. But there is a machlekes, the Rosh and the Ran, as to whether it has a din of kavua midaraisa or it has a din of kavua midaraban. So the Rosh and Teisves, they hold that it's spiritually from Einu, let's say, if he watches through the window, which is across the street from the Hanuyos, and he sees that an Akum is buying, an Akum is buying meat, and then the Akum brings it to his house, and he doesn't know from which store the Akum bought it, so it's certainly awesome. According to Teisves, and so in the Rosh, so it's also Midaraisa. And according to the Ran, when does it have been of Kavua Midaraisa, only in the Litiche Biodai? But if there is no Litiche Biodai, so then it is not also Midaraisa. It's not also Midaraisa. But it's also Midaraisa. Or suppose he looks through the window and he sees that a piece of meat by itself falls out from the window of the store, and he doesn't know which. So of course it's also. Whether it's also Midaraisa or not, that's the Machlekes Teisves and the Ran. According to Teisves and the Rosh, so it's also Midaraisa. It's Kavua Midaraisa. According to the Ran, when is it have a din of Kavua Midaraisa? Only when there is Lekicha B'Yodayim from the Kavua. But if there is no Lekicha B'Yodayim by Israel from the Kavua, so then it does not have a din of Kavua Midaraisa. So then it's not Kavua Midaraisa. But certainly the Rabbonon, it has a din of Kavua. But suppose it's Pirish Aloy Bifaneinu. Somebody walks, and near the stores he finds a piece of meat. He knows it fell out from one of the stores, but he didn't observe as it fell out, so then it's Mutar Ibn Rabbanon. Then we say, call the Porish, not the Porish, even though he found the piece of meat near the stores. So as long as it's Pirish Aloy Bifaneinu, then we apply call the Porish, and even Ibn Rabbanon we apply the name of call the Porish. This is Ligabe Kavua, where the Yisrael is Nikabin Kavim. Ligabe. Tisha Hanui is Mechet Psar Shchuto, when one Hanus sells Psar Nedele. But then we have another Kavua, that is not Kavua Medraise, where the Yisrael is not Nikabin Kavim. Let's say, Yigabah Hoshiv, or Balechayim, Shemisar, would not become bottled. And the Chachomim declared that it has a din of Kavua. Not, it's not Kavua Medraise. Why is not Kavua Medraise? Because the Yisrael is not Nikabin Kavim. So Mamela Midraise, we say, Gabi Balachayim, or the Bechoshev Shemisavu, we say, call the Boris, if he pirates, if he takes away one, so we say, call the Boris, Murabe Boris. But the Chachomim declared that it has a din of Kavua, even though the Israel is not Mikam and Kim. Even though the Israel is not Mikam and Kim, so it still has a din of Kavua. Now, this aloche of Gabi, artificial insemination, so the Israel is not Mikam and Kim. Because even the medical schools, or in the clinics, they don't know. Only one man at first knows, but then it's not known. So it's mixed up. So it is like Balachayim or Dovah Choshev Shenisam. So there the halacha is that even Kirish, so we have a machlekes Hashem. According to many Rishim, according to Rabbi Netam Shite, so just as by Kavua de Reis, we say that if it is Pirish Aloy Bifonei, if it is Pirish Aloy Bifonei, so it is, it's called the Poris Merube Poris, if Midrabonon, so even by Kavua Midrabonon, where this is not Mikabin Kenei, so you also say called the Poris Merube Poris, if it's Pirish Aloy Bifonei. That's Rav Netam. And through the Gemorim Zvochim, says, Rabbi Chato Shemisarvo, if one of Chatoi Sabemese is with Nisarvo, with others, so, or if Chatos was Nisari with who? So Yomusukulom. So the Gemara says, Vinifrisu denaide, let us Sanim manipulate that the older Balachayim should move away, and then we should say, all the boys, all the boys. So the Gemara says, Zero Shemini Tachmanatavua. So Amtam says, that applies only Ligabi Kochi. There is that there. But by whom there is no such Zeya. So that means, according to Rav Netam, so just as by Kavua the Raise, if it's Pirish Aloy Bifoneinu, it's Muter, so Mele, Gabi Kavua the Rabbonon, we also say that Pirish Aloy Bifoneinu, it's Muter. But the other Rishe, when are we days at Zero Shemini Tachmin Kavua? That's only Gabi Kochi. But the other Rishe, Machelik Rav Netam, and they say that the Rabbonon of Zero Shemini Tachmin Kavua applies not only to Kochi, it applies to everything. So that means that by Balachayim Shenisarv, so it has a din of Kavua Mid Rabbanon. So even if it's Pirish Shaloi Bifoneinu, according to the Ri, even if it's Pirish Shaloi Bifoneinu, so it's still awesome. And why? Because of Tzei Rosh HaMayikach, So, Kavuah d'Rabbanon is more chomer than Kavuah d'Rais. Why Kavuah d'Rais say if it's Pirashol d'Faneinu? Let's say if somebody finds a piece of meat near the stores, nine of which sells Shuto, and one of which sells Nedelo, he finds it near the stores, so he's muta to eat it, l'chatchile, even d'Rabbanon. They are not gays at Zeoshim from the Kavuah, because Otto Bershiaskinon, I mean, why should we be gays there? That's what the Rish says. Why should we gaze there? That he'll take it in a Kavuah? I mean, he knows exactly which Hanus is itself Treife. How would the person, how would the Jew there go into a Treife store and buy from that store? So we don't have to be gaze there. Mashenkin by Baal Chaim Shenisavu, there it's not Kavuah Midraise. And it's not Nikav in Teme. So then, if we allow the case of Pirei Shalud Poneinu, so one might be tempted to take it from the Kavuah, and then it would be also the Rabbanon. So Mele, the Chachomim Masad, even the case of Shalom Fanei. So in other words, all the Sheni Machlekes Abraham Etam. But there is a Machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh. Both the Rashbo and the Rosh are Chilek Abraham Etam, because according to Abraham Etam, so it is Muta by Chum, even, not only in Pirei Shalom Fanei, but even if it is Pirish Bikavone, but he doesn't see as it is Pirish. Let's say, suppose according to the Rabbi Tam, suppose one treife, a Balchai, would be Misari with 1,000 that are children. So according to the Rashbo, so it is Oser. If he is mischaving that it should be there, let's say if he causes a disturbance, Yerbisha denied it. He causes a disturbance, he starts, let's say he covers his eyes, and then he starts pushing the behemoths. And Mimele, while he covers his eyes, so Mimele, all the behemoths spread, they become scattered in different directions. One behemoth goes one direction, the other behemoth goes another direction. That's mischaving lahafkis, even though it's not lifonov because he doesn't see how they are scattered. He covers up his eyes and he starts pushing the behemoths, near Bishirinaide. So that, according to the Rashbo, then it becomes us. Because it's a manipulated Pirish Memele. In other words, the Mishav. It's a Pirish Memele, but a manipulated Pirish Memele. But if it's Shaloi B'Mishavi, it's Pirish Memele. Shaloi B'Mishavi, let's say, a one behemoth treifo was Misari with many the behemoths that are Cheres, and then, without manipulating it, then he comes over. He sees that it's Pirish, so then it's Muta, according to the Rashi. And according to the Rosh, so even then it's Osa. In other words, we are gazing here, the Zero of Shikam Natavut. Now, the Mechaber and the Ramo passed in Sin and Kufiud, like the Rashi. In other words, not like Abel Atam. In other words, so if it was Mishavin Lahafish, even though he didn't see it, he covered his eyes and he manipulated the Pirish Memele, so then it's Osa. But if it's Pirish Memele, an unmanipulated Pirish Memele, so then it's Muta. The Shachan, other Paskins, other Rishin, Masha, I mean, Paskin Paskin like the Rosh. And the Shachan, the Taz, are Machmir like the Rosh. So in other words, so where the Isar is not Nitabim Kemei, so then even Pirish Memele is Osa. In other words, we see that there is a Chumre, Gabi Kavua Midrabonon, that does not apply to Kavua Midraise. But Gabi Kavua Midraise, where it's not Nikabim Kemei, so then if it's Pirish Memele, it's certainly Muta, it's Midrabonon. But where it's Kavua Midrabonon, by Kavua Midraise, where it's Nikabim Kemei, so then Pirish Memele is certainly Muta. But, Gabi Kavua Midrabonon, where the Isar is not Nikabim Kemei, like Abba Lechayim, Shenisarvu. So we don't know which one is the Isar, where the Isar is not Nikabim Kemei, so then, the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch is that if it was not manipulated, if the Pirish was not manipulated, so then it is Muta. It's Muta. But if the Pirish is manipulated, so then it is us. Now let us apply it. Now these are the Shittas. Now let us apply it here. In the case where we know that they are Mamzer, don't know us. And if the Isha comes to the place of the Mekema Kriyas, let's say assuming that the men who donate the semen, so they do it in the medical school, and if the Isha comes to the medical school, to become the recipient of it. So then, and if we know that one of the donors is a mamzer, so then it certainly would be a case of Torah. No doubt. But it would be Kumba. Now suppose the men submit it to a clinic, and then the clinics turn it over to medical schools, and then the medical schools turn it over to doctors. In other words, it's not in the original Mikimakris. So how did it come to the doctor's office? By someone. It came by someone. So in other words, it's Pirish Aloy. It's Pirish Aloy Bifonainu. So in such a case, it's Pirish Aloy Bifonainu. So true. In this case, I think that this case would have been like Piris Bikabon. In other words, according to Rabbi Tam, who says that all aloha of Zirah Shemitah HaFavua applies only to touching, so even when it's manipulated, even when the Piris Mimele is manipulated, so by whom? We are not Gezer Shemitah HaFavua, and we're only Gezer by touching. So here too, it would have been of Piris Mimele. Mashein came according to the Pesach of the Mechaber and Rambo. In other words, who passed like Raj, not like Amnatah. So in other words, the din of Zirah Shemitah HaFavua applies even to who? But the Rashba Shiti is that when do we say Zeiro Shemiyat Nakavua only if the Pirish Memele is manipulated? But if the Pirish Memele is accidental, it's not manipulated. So then it's Muta, this is the Psak of the Mechaber and Ramo. The Shach and the Taz. Alright. But let's pass like the Mechaber and Ramo. Well, you can rely on the Mechaber and Ramo, the two of them together. So, but they passed that only when it's Pirish Memele, when it's an accidental Pirish Memele. But if it's a manipulated Pirish Memele, in other words, if he covers up his eyes and then he starts, say, causes a disturbance among the behemoths, so the behemoths should be scattered, so then it's us. Because then we are Geizeya, Shema Yikach Menatavua, then the Pesach of Ischolo. So in other words, we don't pass like Abnetan in any way. So even Bimokim Efset Meruve, so where he was mischaving Lafrise, even though it's Pirish Memele, so it's us. Even the Mokhmes and Mube and Vishasatra and so on. So this seems to me should have been like mishaving a manipulated Pirish Memele. Because it's arranged, that means deliberate, I mean it's done. There is a whole setup. You see.
Yes, it is.
Of course it is. What purpose is it done? Just for in order to play? I mean, it's done for exactly that purpose. To accommodate the recipient. You see, that's why it's done. So it's mishaving. Exactly, it's mishaving. And then if it's mishaving, half this. So there is no halacha. I understand what you have in mind. In other words, it was not done deliberately by that woman who comes in the doctor's office. But it's mentioned. That's mentioned in the din in Simei Kufiyut. That suppose one is mischaving that it should be Pirish Memele. So everybody is osa, even those who are not responsible for it. So as long as it's manipulated, this is certainly manipulated. It's certainly manipulated. So in other words,
I only think of about time, but I mean, where it's not about time, I mean, you can't even apply to after you manipulate them.
It is manipulated. Let's say, is the clinic or the medical school. I don't know the facts.
That's
so one of the two. And then
the possibility of the other side.
Yes, you do.
Why?
How could be the mailer? You have to walk to that office by yourself.
I can visualize a case of memele. It's not likely. Let's say, I mean, if somebody left his specimen, and then somebody, a child came and took it away, and then it was found in a different place. So then it would be a case of Pirish Memele. But this is not a situation. So this is a manipulated Pirish Memele. So memele, according to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, it would be awesome. So that would be some memele, it seems to me. That if we know that among the medical students who donate semen for that purpose, there is a mamzer, so then the vlad would be awesome. But I think that as long as we don't know whether there is among the medical students, a mamzer, So then there is this vex taking. So in other words, first of all, maybe he is...
There is no
mamzer. There is no mamzer. I'm assuming that there is a mamzer, so it's gemechtal mechta. And here, the mechtal mechta is only midrabonon, because midraise, so we certainly could say it's vex taking in such a case. So in other words, if a mamzer is not established among the donors, then the vlad would be mutter. If a mamzer is established among the donors, then it seems to me that the vlad is also what we call, unless it is found out that the donor of this specimen, the device to this vlad, was not a mamzer. This is how it seems to me. Except, let's say, according to Rabbi Tam, so then it would be mutter even. Even without it. That's how it seems to me. Now, I'm not paskin in La'aloche because, I mean, La'aloche, if I had to paskin such a shaila, I mean, I probably would spend half a year, I mean, without doing anything else. And you understand yourselves that, I mean, that I don't have the time.
What was the spec fake of this?
Yeah, what is that? Maybe there is no mamzer among the donors.
Even if there is,
maybe there is. So it's mechzal mechzos, it's not a something.
Rabbi says that maybe sveik, is that only when it's not kavua midrabanan? What would happen in the case where it comes right from the medical school, where there is a specific issue of midrabanan?
No, so it still wouldn't be kavua midrashi.
And we could apply sveik there also.
When is there kavua midrashi, the isar is nikabim kemi. But here the situation is of such character that it's not nikabim kemi. No one knows. Originally, I think Rabbi Kenta said last time, that originally someone knows, but then it becomes mixed up and no one knows. So it's not nikabim kemi. No. Mischavin, as long as it was mischavin, it's mischavin li espiris mimele. As long as it is mischavin li espiris mimele. No other motivation. Well, that's the din in Siven Kufyut. Well, let's say one man caused a disturbance. Let's say a treife, one behemoth treife was misari with 1,000 behemoth chairs. And it's a balchai, so it does not become bottle. The bachoshev, the balchai does not become bottle. And then a person came over, he didn't ask anyone, just a person took the initiated and while covering his eyes. So he caused a disturbance. He started to push the behemoth. Then the behemoth started to shout. Behemoth became frightened. They all scattered in different directions. So according to Rabbi Tam, it would be muter. The psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that every behemoth of these behemoths, from the thousand, so is awesome. Is awesome. Even though it's Piris Menele. Why? Because it was manipulated. So everyone is awesome. Even the person who did not cause this disturbance, who did not manipulate it. So everyone, as long as one person manipulated it, so Mimele eats us.
And if it was Mimele, so that's a machlokas, the Rashba and the Rush.
What is it?
If it's not Mimele, if he doesn't disturb them, he leaves them all lumped together.
Oh, he by itself, mamish. So then it's a machlokas, the Rashba and the Rush, and the psak of the Machaber and the Ramo is like the Rashba. But if it's Mishavi, that it should be Tiras Mimele, so then it is Osa. So in a case where we know that one of the donors is a mamzer, so then it seems to me that the blood should go unless it is determined that his father was not a mamzer. So, but in the case, in the ordinary case, I mean, we don't know whether one of the donors is a mamzer. So it seems to me, I mean, that it's muta, but I don't pass in it. I mean, I didn't delve into the thing at all. Well, that's it. Now the next
Before we get to the next chapter, can we come to the conclusion? Can we come to the conclusion that where the donor is the woman's own mouth, then it would be mutter after we come back to
make that I mentioned before.
Oh yeah, I know.
I mean, that's not even shy of anything. If the donor is the bow, and the isho is not with your zayin when you do so, and she was tivelis. After the Zayin and Yuduso, so then it seems, I mean, that it's Muter, even though it's not, it's still Zayin and Yuduso. But of course, this only means that if the thing had been done already, if this abomination, this perversion had been done already, and the Shaila is the Gabi the Vlad, but to do it, that's a perversion, abomination, it certainly comes comes within the Iser of Tmeiser's Mishraim Lissasu, and also, I mean, in the usual case, so it also comes within the Iser of Molo Aradzimo, because Ligabi Molo Aradzimo, we do not apply called the Poris Merume Poris. We see that Rabbi Peretz says that a woman is not allowed to sleep on the sheet of another man. Though it's, I mean, the chance is so small. It's probably one in a million. Maybe not even that. So it's just a midrash. Why? Because the Torah is so makpid on the union of Yiches that it should be known who is whose brother, who is whose sister. And so in respect to Molo Aradzimo, so we are makpid so much. So obviously, if let's say he takes, let's say, from the medical school, from the doctor's office, so there is a possibility. It's a brother or a sister, even though from the point of view of war, it's called the police. But Ligabi Molo Aradzimo, so the din of called the police doesn't apply. But once it is done, once, in other words, so when one does it, so he's Eva to Yisurin. First the Yisar of Kemolo Aradzimo, and also the Yisar of Maiser as Mitzrayim Lissasa. Even if he knows, not Stam, but even if he knows that the semen is of an Akum, so then Molo Aradzimo wouldn't apply, but the Yisar of Maiser as Mitzrayim Lissasa would apply. But suppose a child was already born, and the question is, in regard to Lovi Bikol, so I think that that as long as it is not established that there was a donor and mamzer, that the blood is mutal Lovi Bikol.
I want to help the profile a little bit.
What's it? I mean, I'm going to ask a question back here. Very well.
Molly
Oren. It's not one of the Yisur Deneach. It's not one of the Zayin Mitzvah Deneach, Molly Oren. Okay. So I mean that the Masse Eretz Mitzrayim, it's not mentioned that the Masse Eretz Mitzrayim should apply to Deneach. But Rabbi Nissim Goren says in his Avdome to the Peirush Ambroches, the Avdome, you'll find it in the Big Moras Ambroches. So he says that even something that is not included in the Zion Mitzvah Meneach, it doesn't mean that if a goy does it, so he's a nice person if he does it, even though it's not included. Shekol ma shetolu bi wunted libe. Wunted libe, anything that the comments, that the ethical consciousness dictates. So true, he is not Musa mitzad zayim mitzad neneach. He is not Musa mitzad zayim mitzad neneach. But any beneach who, let's say, now, let's take a good example. Al sheish arayis, yitztavud beneach. Now, there is a machlekes in the more whether a beneach is muta bibitei or a beneach is osa bibitei. The tzaka Rambam means that a beneach is muta bibitei. There are some Rishonim who pass that the Neach is also Bibite. But the Pesach HaRambam means that the Neach is Muta Bibite. Now, suppose that the Neach, he lives with his daughter. What would you say about him? Is he degenerated, they demoralized, they call up first? Why? It's not one of the Zayim Mitzvah in the Neach. But Kol Dovar Shetolo Bivunta Deribe. In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam had consideration for men. So in other words, he did not impose upon him this is Yisar Deinish. Now, for Zayin Mitzvah, so there is a Chiyuv Nisa. But that doesn't mean that anything that was not explicitly by the Rebbeinu Shalom to be Neach, that it's all right to do it. Kol Dovar Shetolo Bivunta Deribe. Kol Dovar Shetolo Bivunta Deribe. So he's indecent. So it's not mitzad the din of Neach, but mitzad Musar, mitzad Seichel. Mitzad Seichel. As Rashi says, we also came there in the incident connection by Shrem, because after the Mabu, so the woman is so good dress atzmo, from a riot. No, they were good dress atzmo even when it's not, it does not involve any guests. True, yeah. That's right. That's the Ramban. Even by a Jew who is mechuyev tayag mitzvahs, and the Ramban points out in Sefer HaMitzvahs that there are many more mitzvahs than tayag mitzvahs. If we were to include all the mitzvahs that are used by means of the midrash, atir, and the rashi, so it would be a lofi. When we say Tayag Mitzvahs, it means only Mitzvahs and Poroshes Batorah. So even by a Jew who is bechuyevim thousands of Mitzvahs, so the Ramban says, Yesh loch novo b'shus ha-teire. So in other words, he can comply with all the thousands of Mitzvahs of the Torah and still be a novo. So lachas kamo v'chamo kawachimah b'mishot kawachimah b'neach, who is only Mitzvah and Zayin Mitzvahs, that he can be a real novo and even a barbarian. Now let's say, this, to me, I mean, it seems to me, that this Indian, I mean, of artificial insemination, is a barbaric act. That's how it seems to me. Maybe I am fanatical, I don't know. I mean, you might call me whatever you want, but it seems to me that this is a barbaric act. It's a barbaric act. I mean, this is destructive of all concepts of sneers and of family life and of everything. To me, it appears to be a barbaric act. And our divinity is like that, because you see, from the Ravon, that it comes within the Isar of Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim. Now, what is the gist of the Isar of Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim? Ish Nisei, Maro Nisim HaMitzri, Ish Nisei L'Ish, homosexuality, Ish Nisei L'Ish, lesbian activity, and Ish Nisei L'Shnei Anoshim, I mean, all kinds of perversions. So the Isar of Kemasi Eretz Mitzrayim is really an Isar against perversions. And this is a perversion. So even a B'neach is not Yehuza Mitzatayim Isar B'neach, but Kol Tomo Shetolu B'Yvon to deliver. Yeah. I didn't say that one who practices that is a barbarian. I said that this act is a barbaric act. Now, what is barbaric? I mean, barbaric, that's just a terrible word. Barbarian, you see, the Greeks called all the other nations, they called barbarians. This is the name that the Greeks applied to all other nations, that was not civilized. Otherwise, something that is not consistent with genuine civilized life is barbaric. Unfortunately, people today do not have the right concept of genuine civilized life. That's the unfortunate thing. But barbaric is not such a terrible word. But I didn't say criminal. I didn't say that it's a criminal act. I said it's a barbaric act. It's not consistent with civilized life. Now, what does civilized life mean? Civilized life means something that is conducive to the upbuilding of the world. Upbuilding of the world not only in a physical sense, from the point of view of genes, but upbuilding of the world in a total sense. In a spiritual sense too. So in that sense, artificial insemination is barbaric. That does not mean that the person who does it because of an overwhelming desire to have children is a barbarian. I didn't say that. But this act is barbaric. Every person does some barbaric acts in his life, unfortunately. And that comes within the concept of Hashem. In Tzadik Boraz, Hashem has a table of Yechto. So there are all kinds of Chatoim. Sometimes there are Chatoim that are barbaric Chatoim.
Where the husband could be the real father, where the mother had gone to meet Koyville immediately before designing the kid, and then would go to be faithful again after
that's right.
But in that interim, the child would be born. Would you consider that also a
so the child wouldn't be a Benita. Why leave a bar?
But I mean, would you apply the term barbaric act to this type of article?
No. Why did I say this barbaric? Because Machli, because the Rabban says, and the Dean of Noshim Amtsuol is Ubezun, otherwise the love of Kimase Asim Sahan Sasu, Shohoyu Machlifin Shikhvazera Shikibun Balea. So that's artificial insemination? Where the Zera is of another man, not of the husband. But where the Zera is of the husband, how could it be barbaric? How could it be barbaric? The only Shalat arose is Legabe Yitzhazel Vatolo. So there is a higher from the Gemara in Yevamos that this wouldn't involve an Isa Yitzhazel Vatolo. But certainly not barbaric. How is that barbaric? When the Zera is of another man, then it's barbaric.
One other thing. What would be the halakha as far as the Unah calling up the Torah or Abedut system during where we.
In other words, if the artificial insemination is applied to the husband himself,
yes.
and the husband is a care,
yes.
So a child would be a care.
What about the problem with the evil in the case where...
Oh, according to the Taz, however, you see, according to the Taz, however, so the child wouldn't be a care, according to the Taz. But according to the Bishmuel, he would be a care. Yes. He could be called up, he could do, according to the Taz, he couldn't do.
Now, during this interim, you did not discuss where the bow is the donor.
Because they wouldn't say, they have said that the Marsham said that it does not involve the Shuvim Marsham, it does not involve the Nisa of Yitzhazel Vatol. Because it's for the purpose of having children, so it's not Yitzhazel Vatol.
The whole point we were discussing whether there's a Manzer in medical school would be a fake or not, but don't we also have to determine specifically that there are no Yehudim in medical school? Because if there are any Yehudim in medical school, there'd be an Isa of Moloch al Zima and then be an Isa.
Of course! The Isa of Moloch Zima, that's a Shayach. The question is he allowed to do it? But of course it's also the child is there already. The child is there already. Of course it's
there.
Then it's also. Then it's also, even if we know that the Sarah is a Migoy, then it's also. But the child is, I discussed all that in connection with the child that is there already. Now, the Gemara Chum,
If the donor is a bow, first there has to be available for testing to see if he's capable of for the testing purposes, there are no problems with people, because here it's not right away we'll see.
So that is the children Shlas Yavet. That in other words, from that Gemara, that's it. That Gemara really deals with such a question. In other words, that it's mutter to manipulate the Tzua Zera for the purpose of determining whether one is a Kutzua Dak or not. So Gemara says, I mean that you apply something very hot, and that results in carry. So that's the Raya of the Shlas Yavetz. That if it's for the purpose, let's say, of enabling a person to have children for Tzir Godel, Tzir Mitzvah, then it's not Yisrael Dara. Now, the next topic is Otas. Yes, now that we'll discuss today, the balance of the time that is left today, and tomorrow. Yes. So Rabbi Weiss raised the question. So I said, in other words, if the father of the child, we know that the father of the child is a Kayan. So according to the Beit Shmuel, he can be called to the Torah, according to Tazma. And it was from a different man.
Yeah,
I mean, but not from the husband. So then, of course, how could you give him Ali as a Kayan? most Jews, I mean, first of all, I mean, most is, most are going. So from the point of view of Kol Dvarim, so the father isn't even a Jew. Isn't even a Jew, but the blood is a Jew because the mother endowed him with the Jewish soul.
Yes. Such a child needs tefillah.
So I mentioned it. But when such a child is born, so in order to be mutalovi bikol, I think that the rabbi should require him to undergo through. But of course, the rabbonim do not require a child who is known to be the child of the goy tefillah. So they wouldn't require through in this case. But I think that in the case where one is known to be a vlad of Akum Abol Bas Yisrael, so he should be subjected to tefillah in order to be aid said that she does have a shame, she does not have a bush, she does take stress in the promise. So maybe here too. After all, from the point of view of Rob, so we have to assume that the donor was a goy. The donor was a goy, so maybe he should require tefillah. Now, the question of autopsy involves two shailas, two issues. One is the issue of nivu hames, and one is the issue of issue hanoil hames. Now, I mean, I'm not saying that there is an issue hanoil involved, but it has to be discussed. Hanoil, you know, one is not allowed to have hanoil from a mess. Hanoil from a mess. There are some machinim who say that when you perform an autopsy upon a mess in order to learn, to acquire medical knowledge, so then you have a noia from the mess. Whether it is so or not, it has to be considered. But it might involve an issa anoia. Now, issa anoia of the mess is an issa deraisa. The Gemara learns it out from the Zereshove of Shom, Batom is Shom Miryom, and Shom is mentioned in connection with Tegla Arufe. Just as Tegla Arufe is also anoia, so Imen is also Osea. Also, Osa Banoye. Whether the Yisar Anoye of the Mess, the Yisar the Raise of the Mess, Osa Banoye, it applies to a Mess Akum, that's a Machlekes Rishen. From Teisves, in Borokame, that Nunveis, it's Mashma, that the Mess Akum does not come within the Yisar Anoye. That Nunveis in Nunveis in Borokame. But the Rambam Shite, I think that the Tshuva Sarajbo mentions the Ramban, so and the Shita of Ritvo is that even a Mesaku is subject to the Yisar Anoy, the Rais. So there is a Machlokes Rishayim whether the Yisar Anoy of the Mess is awesome, it applies to an Akum or not. Some Rishayim say that inasmuch as we learn it out from Miryam, we deduce it from Shom Shom and Miryam, and Miriam was an Israeli, so that the Yisar Anoy of the Mess applies only to Israel, not an Akum. Some Rishonim say that it applies to an Akum also. Now, there is a whole Mishnah Melech. At the end of Hilchos Aveiros, a very long Mishnah Melech, he discusses the question whether one can do business with the mummies. Yeah. The mummies.
Yeah.
Mummies, yeah. Where they can do business. In the medieval ages, I mean, that was a business, in other words, they dealt with it. They sold a pharaoh, I mean, a mummy of a pharaoh. So whether you're allowed to sell it or not, so that is told according to the Rishayim, that the Mes Akum is also about no, you're not allowed to sell it or to buy it. And according to the Rishayim, that it is muta about no, so you're allowed to sell the money. Now, so that's one child that has to be considered. What is that? One second. That's one child. Then another shaila that has to be considered in connection with an autopsy is the Yisar of Nivu Ames. It's mashma from the Gemara in Chum that Nivu Ames is also Medraise. Where is the Mokia? Yisar Anoye, so we know, Shom. Where is the Yisar of Nivu Ames? It's not mentioned. So that also has to be considered. So another Yisar that should be considered in connection with an autopsy is the Yisar of Nivu Ames. A third shaila that has to be considered is the question of kvure. But the question of kvure has to be considered only in connection with an autopsy that would take place not at a single time. But let's say, I mean, like autopsies that are performed by medical students. I mean, in other words, where the corpse is kept for a considerable time. So then, that should involve also the avere of Vito Mitzeskura, Kogasik Bren.
In every
order. But say, the Shiloh of Fure wouldn't come up in connection with a single autopsy that is performed, let's say, on Brian.
Because they keep the tissue for pathological studies. They make a permanent line.
Not all kinds of autopsies.
But the vast majority.
Yeah, all right. But some autopsies, doctors want to perform an autopsy, let's say, just immediately, and then they say, you can take it away. So then the Shiloh of Kvura wouldn't arise, but the Shiloh of Nivo would arise.
Yeah, by the likelihood yeah. is that that patient who examined the cadaver,
I'm not arguing with it. So in such a case, it would involve the child too. But suppose an autopsy is to be performed without any attempt to keep any tissue for some time.
Embalming.
So then, it wouldn't involve the child. All right, anyway, so all autopsies involve the child. All right, fine. So all autopsies involve the child. Now, the Shiloh that Nivuames is also Midraise, so for that there is a Mokir in Gemore in Chuk. That it's also Midraise. Now, the Gemore says there as follows. Chum that you die from the base. The Alvandes. The Gemara raises the question, how do we know that Tazlinim Bosarup, that we go Bosarup? So the Gemara says, Afkani Omar, Asye Meherik Nefesh. The Omar Rachmon, the Torah said, Katlei, that what? That Eritzeyach Yischuyim Mise, V'reichus Yom Etreife Ave, we should be afraid maybe it's Etreife, Elola, Mishum Damrinon Zil Basarup. Why? Because most individuals are not Haifas. So we go Basarup even by Nefoshes. So that's a riot that we go Basarup even by Nefoshes. In other words, because there are other psukim too, but other psukim we have no riot that we go so far that even we can be down Nefoshes. But from that posik, there is a riot that even by Nefoshes we go Basarup, and even by Nefoshes we go Basarup. Elolav Mishum Damrinon Zil Basarup. And if you are going to rebut that time and say maybe we do not go Bosarov, at least we do not go Bosarov, Gabin Foshes. But so then you ask, so how can Bezdin be Mechayev Mise Ritzeyach? But maybe the Nirtzach was a rape. But we are basic. In other words, we perform an autopsy upon the Nirtzach, and we see that he's not a rape. So how can we perform an autopsy upon the Nirtzach, but it involves Nivol. And if you are going to say, because of Ibud Nishamah, now, well, it doesn't say. Why? So Rashi says, V'chitayim mishum Ibud Nishamah. V'chitayim mishum Ibud Nishamah, the high Ritzach. The Loyalimus, Mishum Dibinon, Vishoftu Eido, Vitzilu Eido, Vitzilu Eido, Nilm Venele Lahai, Nerak, Vilav Mishtakach Trefe, Yorek Vitzilze. So then the Gemara says, no. Venecho Shem Bisayim Nekev, Shem Bismokim Sayev Nekev Avi. In other words, even if we perform an autopsy, so then we'll see that the rest of the body does not have. But maybe the Mokim Sayev, well, in other words, that's right. So the Mokim Sayev, so there was an Ekev. Yeah. So. Mokim Sayev, well, not where he had to make the opening, the autopsy. In other words, when the Ritzeyach injured him, when the Ritzeyach stabbed him, so there he had it targeted from before. So the autopsy will not show it. All right. So in other words, so there is no way of proving it. So the Gemara says, even if we resort to an autopsy, there is no way of proving that he was, without any question, a non-trape.
But the inference is
if you
could prove it?
One second. So the Gemara said, v'chiteime, in other words, so there is a possibility that in Mishum Ibud, Mishom Edahai, so the Gemara says, Mishum Ibud, Mishom Edahai, so it's muta to subject him to a Nibud. It's muta to be in Avery. It's Avery. Why is it muter? Why? But there is a miser of Nivu. So Rashi says, because of Itzila Ido. So the Bihute in that Chuve, now I don't remember the Chuve, but it's in Yodeye. It's in Yodeye, I mean, there is a Mar in the Kengis. So, is it Rishiut or something? I don't know, I don't remember. Okay. So, you have it? Well, where is it? What's the Chuve? It's a well-known Chuve.
Simon Rishiut.
Rishiut. So in that, so that Chuve, the Bihute X, a very strong kashe against Rashi. Very strong kashe. It doesn't even make sense. Now the Gemara says, I mean the Rashi doesn't make sense. Because the Gemara says, V'chi teime, di bat kino le yokamim. In other words, V'chi teime, mishum yibu di shome dehaim yindale. So Rashi says, in order to be matzil the riteach. So how is the life of the person at stake? On the contrary. The Gemara is trying to prove that what? That go basarov, even by nefashis. Because if we didn't go Gosarov by Nefoshes, so then we wouldn't be able to execute the Ritzach. Maybe the Nirzach is a trait. So it's a riot that we do not have to be Cheshish. Even by Nefoshes, we do not have to be Cheshish for that mute of trait. So the Gemara says. So the Gemara, in other words, we rebut that riot. He says, maybe we have to be Cheshish by Nefoshes. We have to be Cheshish. In other words, we cannot execute a person on the basis of law. We have to anticipate the remote possibility that the Nirzach is a traitor. But we have to be cautious, but how can we execute him? So when does the Torah say that we can execute only if an autopsy is first performed? But how can an autopsy first be performed? It's Osea. The answer is in order to save the life.
In order to save the life, you should.
The Gemara is now assuming that we don't go Basarov. By Nefoshes. Mm-hmm. If we don't go over Sarov by Nefoshes, so unless we have conclusive proof beyond the shadow of a doubt that he's a Sholem, so we cannot execute him. We don't have to kill him. So if we refrain from an autopsy, then we don't execute him. So his life will be spared.
Anyway.
So how is the autopsy indispensable to the survival of the Ritzia? On the contrary, through the autopsy, we are assuming that we do not go Gosarov by Nefoshes. If we do not go Gosarov by Nefoshes, so then we can only execute the person if we have conclusive proof beyond the shadow of a remote possibility. So, how can that be done? Only if an autopsy is performed. But an autopsy is osa. And it's osa. And the execution of the person is not deicha di yisarov. What is deicha di yisarov nivu according to Rashi? Only pibach nefesh, only the saving. Only the saving of the person. But the Gemara is now assuming that we do not rely on Rov by Nefoshes. Now if we do not rely on Rov by Nefoshes, so until it is proven that the Nirzach is Sholem, we cannot execute him. So Memele, why should we perform an autopsy? Why? In order to execute. That's not saving. And in order not to execute. So if we refrain from performing an autopsy, so then we have a shadow without, so we can't execute him. So it will be Tzilaino. So Rashi doesn't make sense. Yes?
No,
the family, well, Moneshach, the family will be infuriated and they'll try to kill him. They'll be determined to kill him, so the Gil Adam will kill him even if it turns out that the Nirzach is a traitor. Even if the Nirzach is a traitor, the family will still be infuriated. And it might be, I mean, according to the Yosameach, so a Gil Adam would have a heter to kill the Ritzayach of the Treifa too, according to the Yosameach Sechidesh. Because this halacha that if he's a Treifa, so then there
is
no... So it's all by Mrs. Bezdin, but regarding Gil Adam, as long as he's a Ritzayach, even though he's father of Mises, so the Gil Adam is a right to him. Now, so that's the kasha of the Rude, and really Rashi doesn't make sense. Now, the Rabbi Gershon has another pshat. Rabbi Gershon says, "V'chi teime mishum yibud nishome kelema mishum di katrina noreteach." But you know, in other words, he says not for the purpose of saving the riteach we are allowed to perform an autopsy, but for the purpose of being able to be time the mitzvah without the sorrow of the there's a mitzvah of the outer holy padachon. So Bezdin is mechuyev to be the only person that is chayim. Now, so the Gemara's rebuttal is the following. Maybe we do not rely on Rov by Nefoshes. We do not rely on Rov. But then you ask, So how can the Torah mention the mitzvah of mise, gabel ritzayach? We are never able to execute a ritzayach. No, we are able. How are we able? If we resort to notaps. But then you ask, notaps is also there in order to be enabled to fulfill the mitzvah of the art of Omer Tebecho. So we can be minavel. In other words, the mitzvah of the art of Omer Tebecho is deiche. Is deiche the nivlamets. So, according to Rabbi Gershon, according to Rabbi Gershon's chat, so we can understand very well, according to Rabbi Gershon's chat. But according to Rashi, so it doesn't make sense. Now,
this is a special case. I'm conscious that it's Doka.
What is it?
Why should this be Doka?
No, that's not difficult at all. Because, as we see from the Gemara in Bulobastre, so there is a heta to be in Abu Dhamas, even if it's here at the moment. The Rikuchas have a right to demand that the Mets be dug up. 1 second! That the mess be dug up in order to find out whether the one that sold the sode was a cotton or he was a girdle. So we see, so from that the more it appears that when is Migla mess was there, if it's not for an important purpose, if it's not for a tear. But if it is for an important purpose, so Migla is not in Moshe. So in other words, so this is what coming again.
So the key to this is a bad day also. Doesn't Rabbi Kiva and Baba Basra say that it's certainly not Mikol and Avlo?
No. Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva said it's also in Avlo. So the Gemara says that's only if this is done for the benefit of the of a. Rabbi Kiva says it's also in Avlo. So the Gemara says only when it's done for the benefit of the of the of the Yosef.